Thump, thump, thump. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought. It's the only show on the internet. I'm Kyle, the America's internet boyfriend. And with me this week are three of my favorite boys. We got a whole lot of shaking going on. I got Bames with me. Bames, say hi.
Hey.
I got Fleenus.
Morning.
And I got,
that's you making that sound.
And I got B-Tub Britton.
Hi. Hello.
He's in the B-Tub.
Yeah. Britton, are you wearing your B-Tub ring?
That's a Super Mario RPG reference. If you didn't get it, then you should probably spend more time on Wikipedia.
Look it up on the Wikipedia.
So, hey, everybody. How have you been? It's been a long time. I've really missed you all. I skipped February because it's a garbage month for fags. I'm just done with February now. Unfortunately, that means that I also skipped the anniversary of the podcast, which means that we have to do the fifth year all over again. But that works out because I only did like half the shows I should have done in 2014 anyway. So
yeah, half.
Yeah. So if I do like another half this time, then it'll be like one full year.
That checks out.
Yeah. What do you think, Fleenus? About my math.
Your quotas.
So I asked Fleenus to be my baby boy and my news girl tonight. So he's a little gender confused. Fleenus, tell me about your inner feelings.
A slight confusion.
Okay, so anyway, what I've been up to.
Fleenus, how do you feel about gender fluid?
Yeah. It's like brake fluid. It's like brake fluid, but
isn't that what women squirt?
No, that's pee.
Yep. When they
that's pee, Fleenus.
That's just pee. Ask anyone, any doctor or attorney. So I've been up to a whole bunch of things, you guys, because it's been so long, and I got a lot of tales to tell. You guys might remember that I am a big supporter of hashtag Gamersgate, which is a harassment campaign against women who play and talk about video games. But what you might not know is that I have taken the campaign to the streets and into people's homes. I've been committing a lot of rapes and sexual assaults.
You got a Gamergate sign on Raw?
Yeah. I don't know what that means. Is that like on wrestling?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. So I went in the squared circle and raped a lot of women.
John Cena was there.
John Cena was there.
About ethics.
He was the heel, actually, John Cena.
John Cena's not a heel.
I was the face. John Cena was the heel. He's made a real heel turn. I'm using every wrestling term I know.
Did he potato you?
The Stone Cold Stunner happened. And The Rock smelled what I was cooking.
It doesn't matter what you think, Kyle.
I will not understand any of your wrestling references. I can almost guarantee it.
It hit you hard way.
But anyway, so I raped a lot of women to the point where there was actually a Law and Order episode about it. And I was kind of disappointed because it wasn't as graphic as the real thing.
Where does he play?
They cut out that's another thing is I live on the third floor, so when they showed me and all my rowdy friends in a basement, which is lame. The Bames was in it.
Yeah.
The mask on.
The masked man.
Mm-hmm. There was a Law and Order episode about my Gamergate escapades where I raped all the women who like video games. And I leveled up. And
on NYPD.
As a consequence of my leveling up, I've kind of done this whole class change thing now. I've become a whole new man. Like a couple weeks ago, I went outside and I went to a store and I bought some pants, which it was like a real milestone for me because previously I had owned one pair of pants and they had a big hole in the crotch and I had been wearing them for like probably 6 months. And now
just with like your underwear showing, everybody could see my tiny whiteies.
Hey, no, listen,
it's me, Kyle.
I'm a classy lady, and I kept my legs shut, so it was fine. But if I had, you know, if somebody had caught me in a candid moment, then you probably could have seen the outline of my balls against
hashtag
my
Gamergate.
Underpants. Hashtag Gamersgate. So you're distracting me with all your boy antics. Yeah, so I bought pants. I bought two pairs now. So now I have two pairs of pants. So I feel like that was a big level up. I also bought a hoodie. I bought these things at Old Navy because like I'm sort of like a wealthy guy now. Have you guys ever been to Old Navy?
That's where you get your Navy uniforms.
Nope,
It's where you buy submarines.
It's not an actual Navy.
Then what's the point?
Yeah, it's where you buy like a big wheel for your ship.
No, have you guys been though?
Yes, I've been to an Old Navy.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, you know, not everybody's been, you know, not everybody is
privileged.
Stop
flaunting your privilege.
Yeah. Well, so, you
check
know,
your privilege.
The great thing about Old Navy is that you would think, like, you would go in there and you expect them just to have a lot of, like, pants and shirts and life preservers and things, but...
No, they don't have pants. Donald Duck doesn't wear pants with his Navy uniform.
They actually have a lot of toys and balls, which... I was really impressed by, like, there. When I waited in line, there were like a lot of toy animals and
so you
balls.
Bought a cush ball to keep your mind calm.
Oh, and there was I don't know where the kid got it because I didn't see them anywhere except in this kid's hand. But there was a kid with an Old Navy balloon.
He so, brought it there. He was repping.
They're really diversifying their product line. Anyway, I bought a hoodie, and it's like the most amazing thing. Because I've worn hoodies before, but previously, whenever I would buy clothing, what I would do is I would walk to the grocery store in the middle of the night. And I guess they don't carry the swankiest of products because...
Find a homeless man and murder him.
Well, the last hoodie I bought was not very impressive. But this one, the inside of it, it like feels like a baby animal or something. It's really soft.
It's made out of baby animal.
It might be.
It's horse skin.
I didn't check the tag to see if it was cruelty-free or anything, but...
Obviously, kangaroos.
It's really great. Anyway, so I leveled up. I got some new clothes. I bought a pair of sunglasses. I bought a pair of sunglasses, and I didn't realize it until after I bought them, but like in the corner of the lens, it says Pugs, P-U-G-G-Z.
That stands for pugilists.
I
want to fight you.
I like to think that it just means that they're like really cute. And that ladies want to put my glasses in their purse. That's pretty cool. I bought those. I'm drinking cappuccinos now. I used to drink these big
fucking faggot.
I used to drink these big 52-ounce sodas from the gas station, and now I drink sugar-free French vanilla cappuccinos from the gas station. So I feel like that's a step up.
Did you like come into a lot of money, or are you just trying to
play
a fool on me?
I'm just, you know what, man, I leveled up from all the rapes. I cut all my hair off.
Cool.
Which, and most of my beard, which because
you're in the Aryan Brotherhood.
No, not anymore.
They kicked me out.
Well, because of my leveling up. They said, you know what, we really like to do crimes, but these rapes are too much. So I cut all my hair off and stuff, and I had like a lot of people going like, what are you doing? Oh my God. Because people are, you know, as you know, people are really big fans of my beard and my hair.
Yeah, all the black women, they were like, oh, child.
Yeah, but I had to explain to these people that it wasn't a fashion statement, it was like... I was just really,
I gotta get more surface area for tattoos.
I had just really given up on life. It was kind of the same thing as the hole in the pants, but
can't afford to have hair anymore.
Oh, I forgot to mention that part of my leveling up actually was the rapes, but part of it was actually that I found an Adderall from way back when Kevin Frost sent me a care package, and I took it. And I don't know, like, if it was...
Did you break it in half? You can just break it in half, get two for one.
That's not... See, now I know you're not an Adderall man, because it's like a little Dippin' Dots balls inside of a capsule.
I've seen them in the half-break form, okay?
I don't think so.
Maybe the ones that Kevin Frost sent you were different.
Maybe you were looking at baby aspirins.
Maybe they were... Did they say Adderall on them?
Yes, they said Adderall, and they had like a number.
Maybe the ones I got were like off-brand amphetamine salts.
Did they have a Mitsubishi logo on them?
Yeah, they had a dolphin and an Adidas logo.
That was ecstasy.
I got a lot done.
It was ecstasy.
I got a lot done. Well, so anyway, so I leveled up like a whole bunch, and what else did? Oh, I went to a dance party.
Wow!
Are you sure you didn't get ecstasy?
No, I didn't. I went to a dance party. It was a superhero themed dance party. I was invited there by a lady, but it's not like a don't worry, you guys. It's not like a romantic thing. I'm not leaving you.
Yeah, nobody. There's nothing romantic about superheroes.
You'll always
be my
boy.
You went there. You were dressed as the Nomad.
I didn't dress as a superhero because I'm too cool for that, but...
You're already a superhero in my eyes.
Most people were dressed as superheroes. I met Death from Sandman, which is kind of an obscure character for Gothic.
Give him a swirly for being a nerd?
No, it was a girl.
Give her a swirly for being a nerd?
Yes, I did do that. I met... There were two girls dressed as Quail Man from Doug.
Okay.
Which is when, like, independently?
That's what, yes. And that, yeah, and I asked them.
One of us is going to have to change.
I asked them too. I asked one of them, I said, did you guys, like, come together? And she was like, no, I don't know.
It's a really weird coincidence.
I don't know that other girl at all. But yeah, Quail Man, if you don't know, is when Doug would put his underwear on the outside of his shorts and a belt on his head. So there were two Quail Mans. There was a Freakazoid. Not the character, just like a weird guy.
Cartoon Network superheroes.
No, there were I met a Martian Manhunter.
There was a guy dressed as Harvey Birdman.
There may have been. I don't remember that. There was an Aquaman.
Oh, there's seven space ghosts at this party.
I didn't see any space ghosts. I did. There was a giant man dressed as Poison Ivy, and he was stalking around the place. Vamping it up, and he came over to me when I was waiting in line to get a drink at the bar, and he scraped his fake fingernails on my face, and he called me Sabretooth.
Unprompted?
Creepy as
fuck. Unprompted.
That's
like, creepy.
I dubbed
the Sabretooth.
He said
Dracula.
Well, what he said didn't actually make any sense. It was something like, hold on a minute, Sabretooth, but then he just walked away, and I didn't talk to him again. So I don't know what I was holding on a minute for. I did hold on a minute, because I was in line to get a drink, but he never came back.
He was coming back.
Well, he never came back.
Fuck you.
And I met Martian Manhunter.
Wait, were you giving him the fuck me eyes?
I can't understand you when you're in the bathtub, Britton.
Were you giving him the fuck me eyes or the fuck you eyes?
Well, I've got two eyes, so I can do both.
Cancels out.
Yeah. So it's just fuck eyes. So what else? Hey, I met all the superheroes. And we danced our hearts out. I met two guys named Mustafa, who were not, they were not dressed as superheroes, but, and I think they came together and they were both named Mustafa. And then at one point there was like a conga line going around the dance floor, 'cause it was like a real hip dance. And I pulled one of the Mustafa, I grabbed his hand as I went by and I pulled him into the conga line. 'Cause you know, I want everybody to have a good time.
He was never seen again.
Antelope
and he was
and
like, let me tell you about ISIS.
Yeah. Yeah, he did talk a lot about ISIS. He gave me a pamphlet.
You're like, that's cool. I like anime. You can talk to a jihadi on Twitter right now, and if you tell them that you like anime, they'll be like, what? That's weird.
Yeah. Have you seen ISIS Chan?
No.
Or ISIS Tan, probably.
Yeah.
There is one. It's like a little anime girl in like a... Like some rags with a melon.
Is it like Ebola Chan?
I don't know about these Chans. I don't understand you weebs and your weeb culture.
You're a weeb.
No,
it's
I've leveled Bam's
culture, Kyle.
I've leveled
it's called a fucking meme.
I've leveled up. So It's so hard talking to this many boys now that I've leveled up because, like, I feel like I used to understand the weird things that you boys say, but now, like, all I can think about is chicks and football.
You're having a hard time. You're praying for us little dogs. You're a big dog now.
I don't even understand, like, half the things you guys talk about. It's like, all I hear is, like, oh, I cut open a tauntaun and I climbed in it. And I don't even know what that
smelled bad on the inside.
I don't even know what that means. It's just like some kind of leftover thing from when I was leveled down. But now all I can think about is like rugby.
So this all came from the rapes, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
You're talking about footy all the time?
Oh, God. Yeah.
Man, I should give me some footy. Of those.
Footies?
Yeah, footsie pajamas.
That's what Britain should get some of?
No, the rapes.
Oh, the rapes.
Sounds great.
Well,
yeah, get you one.
Britain, I would start off with simple, like, sexual assaults, like on, like, a train, like, just grab a woman's behind.
No, just, like, just jerk it up behind a newspaper and then run up to some lady and come on her and run away.
No, see, that's too advanced. He's a boy. He's just a boy.
No, but you can run away immediately.
The classic prank of getting bike chains and tying them around women's underwear.
Yeah. yeah, panty locking.
I'm trying to think of what other cool things I did. Oh, I took a girl to turn herself into the police because there was a warrant out for her arrest.
Did she kill a man?
No, she didn't kill a man. There was a warrant out for her arrest for assault. And
that's fucking lame.
And we went to the police station and she turned herself in. And then I had to drive.
Shot her.
And then I had to drive her car. And then I had to go back the next day and pick her up from jail.
Cool.
So that was a thing that happened. But I don't feel like I should elaborate on that because that's someone's private legal affairs. What was that, Fleenus?
Is this by chance the same girl who invited you to the party?
No, it was a different girl. The girl who invited me to the dance party was the same girl that invited me to the party a long time ago where I met a puke witch.
Oh, really?
Oh. I remember the puke witch.
Man, I do not recall these dank memes from past Itchettes.
The puke witch.
Because you haven't watched them.
The puke witch was a witch who was at a party and she puked.
Right.
We talked about familiars and which animals would be the most awesome to have as a familiar. Like, most of the ones I asked her about were sea creatures, like lobsters.
If you had, like, lobster familiar, would it be, like, a lobster or, like, many?
It wouldn't be, like the movie Ben, but with lobsters. It would be just one lobster.
Yeah, it would be
a normal-sized lobster or a big lobster?
It would just be a regular lobster that would, like, perch on your shoulder.
That'd be an okay familiar, I guess.
No, yeah, I guess.
And it could talk.
I mean, it gets the job done.
And it could talk.
Can't use its claws?
It would be able to talk like that cat from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
So Salem the lobster.
Yeah, Salem.
Salem the Teenage Witch.
Yeah.
Auschwitz the lobster.
So, Fleenus, you're my news girl. I can't remember what all happened in my own life because it was so overwhelming. What's going on in the news these days?
There was a car. I mean, there was a plane crash. And Indiana Jones is injured.
What's Shia LaBeouf got to say about that?
Deckard's in trouble, everybody.
Okay, that's like a way nerdier movie.
And Spock is dead.
I thought he died years ago,
and they shot him into space.
Yeah, they had to search for him. Shut up.
I don't understand that reference either.
I'll have you know that when Leonard Nimoy died, Spock-goo was trending on Japanese Twitter.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I keep my trends in Japanese so I don't have to look at American ones.
Yeah, Baby's a fucking huge weeaboo. He deserves to die in a real-life house fire.
I can't get rid of trends, so I like just having a bunch of squigglies to look at that I don't understand, except for when it says Spock-goo. That's the one word I know.
What about Yi?
Yeah, and Mainichi Yi, everyday Yi.
Oh, wow, Bames, how hilarious. People from other countries talk funny.
Mm-hmm.
Triggers.
Why don't you grow up, okay?
Ding dong ching chong.
So
it's triggering.
So Leonard Nimoy, Leonard Nimoy died. He cut himself on his eyebrows because they're so sharp.
Yeah, he pinched himself.
And Harrison Ford crashed a train.
Yeah.
What else is going on in the news?
You think I watched the fucking news?
You agreed to be
hit by a car and he died.
Who did?
The guy who made HoloLens, which is Microsoft's stupid visor that makes Tupac holograms. He got hit by a car and died.
Visor?
Yeah, it's like a visor. I think they're pitching it as like a VR thing, but it's like an augmented reality type thing. Like,
so
I
it's
guess
like,
Google Glass-esque.
Okay.
He got hit by a car and died. Just like a year prior, the CEO of Oculus got hit by a car and died. Which I think is really funny.
I thought the Tupac hologram thing was that thing where they put like the glass in front of the stage.
No, I just said Tupac so that people would know what a hologram was.
Oh, but it's totally different though.
No, it projects Hatsune Miku's.
But veins. How am I supposed to see my M&M shows?
Like those commercials with the red and the yellow one?
Yeah, they show them on TV, Felinus.
You try opening your eyes?
Implying I watch television.
Your parents probably...
Mirrors?
His parents probably don't let him watch those because of the green one. She's too, you know...
Sexy.
Well, I wasn't going to say it out loud in front of Felinus, but yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too busy playing games about cripple girls.
You still?
Sure, I'm
2015? What year is it in Australia, Felinus? 1990?
It's, they don't.
We established before the show that there's there's no flow of time in
Don't you know,
Australia.
Babes, it's the Chinese year of the meme.
It's the year 1990X.
Britain,
get
I
it?
Really...
It's lemon.
I can't understand you with all those bubbles.
I think that's for the best.
I have no idea what you just said.
Rob.
Okay, what year is it? It's the year of the sheep. It's the year of the sheep.
All the boys are talking at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Get good, mate.
Would you say get good, mate?
You get good, mate.
Okay. What else is in the news, Felinus? You agreed to be my news girl.
The 50 Shades of Grey movie sucked dick. That was a thing.
Like it sucked, like because
they sucked dick in the movie.
Oh.
And it was a horrible movie.
Sure it was a fine movie.
Does she actually suck dick in the movie, or does he just, like, tie her to a bed and beat her?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
He says, I have some pretty weird tastes, and she says, let's see it, mate. And he shows her he has a race car bed.
And he puts peanut butter on a pizza.
Yeah.
I've done that. I almost got arrested.
I don't know. I feel like nothing happened. Metal Gear Solid 5 comes out on September 1st. Okay. That's news.
Yeah. Yes. Do they still have that really sexist character design with...
Yes. Big Boss in his arm.
Yeah.
He's a robot. It's like Miller wearing a trench coat.
It's like, okay.
Black
like
kid with no shirt.
Not all guys are like as strong as a robot. Like that's...
Mm-hmm.
Can we stop with the masculine power fantasies?
Not all men have the power to steal another man's arm and just use it.
Why can't all games just be like Alfred Chicken?
Yeah.
Why can't they?
Or Dynamite Heady.
Yeah, more Dynamite Heady. Why can't all games just be Sparkster?
What about James Pond?
Or Rocket Knight Adventures.
Hey, Kyle, which Rocket Knight Adventures is the real one?
Well, I don't even know why I said Rocket Knight Adventures because I don't know what that is. I ever since I started watching hockey, I don't even know what these. Is this like some sort of like iPad game?
Yeah, it's like it's fuck. What's a game that people? It's like Clash of Clans.
Mm.
That's mainstream. That's what the kids like.
Is that like House of Thrones?
Yeah. Is this like The Walking Dead? That I can relate
like,
to.
Is it in any way similar to Breaking Boards?
What does this have to do with Hannibal?
Oh, Felinus, what else is in the news?
Guys, I don't get it.
Felinus, what else is in the news?
like I said, you think I fucking watch or read any form of news?
Why
the
did
Oscars, you... Oscars. Birdman.
Okay, the Oscars happened. Michael Keaton was a parrot.
Yeah, he's crazy. He's stark raving mad.
J. Jonah Jameson taught a kid to play the drums. There was a movie about a boy.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about a boy. It wasn't called that. That's a different
thing. About his boyhood, his circumcision.
It was,
cut off the boyhood.
What other movies were there? There was the one about the gay guy who made a machine.
Yeah.
That breaks codes.
There's one about Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Oy.
Stephen Hawking.
Pretty sure earlier this year there was a movie about a man who looks like a skeleton who tries to steal Christmas.
Nope. That didn't happen.
I don't know. Nothing happened. There was the big controversy, the dress.
Oh, yeah. I know about it. Okay, this is mainstream. I know about this.
I'm glad Britton isn't here because his mic's not on, so he's not going to be able to call me stupid just because I made one
mistake.
Bane's
the retard.
Okay, wait. Hold on.
Bane's the retard.
Okay. If we're going to talk about the dress, I have to ask, what colors did you see it as?
It's blue and black.
Okay, you're a fag. You're a fag. I'm hanging up on Britton.
Bane's retarded.
Okay, look.
Britton's gone. His eyes are broken. He saw it all wrong.
I understand that in real life, the dress is, in fact, blue and black. This isn't like
a
scam.
Sorry, my frothing aughts.
Okay, I don't even believe...
Do not do this.
I don't even believe that. That's like a cover-up.
Okay. No, but I have seen... Like, when I look at it now, I can see why... I can see why it's the way it is. Like, when I first saw it, I was like, yeah, that's clearly white and gold. But that's... The way the light is positioned makes it look like you can think that it's coming from behind it.
Because
it looks like there's shade on it that's turning the blue. It's weird, okay? It looks like shaded white.
Okay.
When it is, in fact, illuminated blue.
It's white and gold. So, I mean, it's obviously white and gold. Like, if you look at the gold parts, I don't know how you could possibly see that as black.
It must be like whatever material it's made out of.
People are.
I don't know. I don't understand how somebody could look at it right away and be like, yeah, that's clearly blue and black. What are you talking about? I think that's stupid.
Niggas be tripping is obviously white and gold. And if you see it as blue and black, your eyes are broken. And I know people have posted the picture where it's obviously blue and black and they're like, oh, it's the same dress. But I mean, were you paying attention to who posted that? It was Dick Cheney.
Yeah.
And we all know that.
I have guess one question, though.
What color is the sky at night?
We all know that Dick Cheney lies about, things. He said he can see Russia from his house.
He shot a man.
He shot a man in Reno just to watch him die.
It's a song. Everyone's favorite by Dick Cheney. His autobiography.
Which was called "I Shot a Man in Reno."
Also, look at this dress.
This is a cover up. It's a distraction. It's to get you to stop talking about Obama and his death camps. So, it's obviously white and gold. And can we please stop arguing about it?
Thanks, Flinus.
Wow,
Flinus, did you even
Birdman, the rapper, won an Oscar?
Have you even got the dress yet in Australia?
They can't even see white, gold, blue, or black.
The fuck did you say about my eyes? I could cure us.
Wow.
Wow. Wait,
mate.
I'll fight you, cunt. You want to fight, mate?
I was just threatened by a real life child.
Servo.
Yo, meet me at VLC Media Player in 15 minutes if you want to get your ass kicked.
You could fight you, Matt.
Alright, guys, this isn't, I know you're both childs, but this isn't a ball pit. This isn't a Chuck E. Cheese or a Showbiz pizza. This is a podcast.
One extra hour, Kyle. One extra hour.
In the ball pit?
Yeah. One extra hour.
I don't know what that means.
I'll give you an hour in the gravel pit, Flinus. Shut up.
Is that some shitty reference to some dank Tumblr meme?
Actually, yes.
Oh my god.
Speaking,
and you know what it's from too.
You hot know news, hot news, Kyle. They're gonna put Spawn in the new Mortal Kombat game, probably.
Have they not done that yet?
No, they put Spawn in Soul Calibur.
I know. I know they put Freddy Krueger's in.
Yeah, they put what's that guy's name? Kratos. They put him in Mortal Kombat X. But didn't Todd McFarlane said he signed a deal with NetherRealm, so they're probably gonna do it.
Wasn't there one of those games that had Jack Thompson in it?
I don't think so.
I think there was.
I think they probably put him in, like, I don't know. You're thinking of King of Fighters, Kyle.
Oh. Street Fighter Alpha.
You're thinking of TMNT Tournament Fighter.
Yeah, that's true. I think it was the Genesis. It was the Genesis version that had Jack Thompson.
What's the name of the shark man?
Amagon.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He has a move
I don't,
where he like wiggles in the air.
I don't know what that. I'm sure that was wrong. I don't know these things.
I know one character from that game, and it's Chrome Dome. Oh, and War.
Who's Chrome Dome?
I think he's like Mecha Shredder or something.
Okay.
Like Cyber Shredder.
Because all I could think of was Metalhead, which is the robot turtle. And Triceraton. That's the Triceratops. And War was from the Archie comics. I don't know where any of this is coming from. Never heard of these things.
There was a trailer for Persona 5. That's news.
Oh, yeah. Seen that.
It's a really good trailer.
Yeah, honestly, I don't like the look of the main character, though.
Shut up.
He looks like a fucking tosser.
Bames,
you look like a tosser.
Bames, when you try to be the news girl, it's like somebody set up an RSS feed with all the things that I care about and then like inverted it.
Deleted it, yeah. I don't know. Nothing actually happened.
I know, right? Like the only thing that happened was like personal things with people.
Oh yeah,
let's talk about ISIS, guys.
Yeah, I bought personal a lot of things. Free Sun.
What happened in your life, Flinus? Your personal life?
I bought a 3DS.
I thought you lived in a bubble.
Wait,
I bought a 3DS and I got a Wii.
Cool.
It's a hacked Wii, I can get fucking free games.
That sounds painful because it sounds like you're talking about your wiener.
Yeah, you're hacking your Wii.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I got a 3DS.
So what? Now you don't have to pay money to play Xenoblade.
So, Flinus, you got a 3DS. Are you enjoying the 3D of the S?
It was one of the new ones, so the 3D was slightly better than the old version.
Is this the one that can track your face balls?
Yeah, so if you look away and look back really fast, it fucks up.
Pretty much, yeah.
But it is better. I've tested it.
Yeah, it is a lot better.
It doesn't give me a headache like the original one.
Oh,
yeah, but why would anyone ever need to play any game in 3D?
Oh, wow, Britain.
To kill your battery life. Also, there's levels in Super Mario 3D Land where you need it.
What an edgy-ass fag
lord.
Also,
none of the games take use of the extra RAM.
Why would anybody want to play a game in 3D? Like,
Monster
Hunter has...
Depth perception is for idiots.
Here's a game that needs 3D. The one where it makes your table all wiggly. That's 3D.
Oh,
one where your face flies around and you have to shoot it. Shoot your own face, Flinus.
It's worth it just for that.
No, yeah. I'll rather just shoot Heath's face. Or having fake Samus figures.
Flinus, where is... what did he call himself? Your friend,
your boy Heath.
No, it wasn't that though. It was like your good old personal Heath or something like that.
Yeah, personal good old original Heath or something.
Oh, good old original Heath. Oh man, I was meant to tell him that the show was live.
Don't bother.
Oh, BRB, guys.
Where's good old original
Shadowed
Heath?
Foxfire is in the chat.
Oh shit, that's Mindy, isn't it?
It's
the Russian. It's the Russians
name.
That took over.
Name was like Dragons Cared.
Oh, Mindy, is that you? Queef.
You're all natural Heath. That's it. It was your all natural Heath.
You're all natural Heath.
Yeah.
I just sent him a thing on Skype.
Where is my natural Heath?
He said that he wants to be on the show next time I catch him when it's live. So I just sent him an invitation. And by that I mean I told him it was live on Skype.
What are you waiting for, Heath? An engraved invitation?
Oh!
A special edition of MGS5 comes with a tiny version of the robot hand.
Okay.
That's news.
Like,
I want it. And Crafty Matt specifically said he doesn't want it, so I want him to send him me his.
Why would he buy that?
Because he wants all the DLC and the Steelbook case.
Wow. You know, video games is real gone to shit now because they all have downloadable contents.
They all got DLC.
Mindy, what's up, dog? That is Mindy.
Oh, it's Mindy.
Oh, so that is one of Mindy's usernames.
Of course it is.
I don't know. I remember her as being like dragon scared.
Don't you remember she had like when she would Skype in, she had that avatar that was supposed to be a fox, but it was clearly a wolf?
Yeah. Look, here's what I remember about Mindy. She likes roller derby and one time she did a Minecraft stream and it was populated with Ukrainians.
Well, it wasn't even her, I don't think.
Yeah.
No, that was her. She was taking classes.
She's taking classes in Minecraft?
I don't know. It was probably not. It was a robot.
Yeah,
it was Volg doing a stream.
Who's Queef Cuntile?
It's Queenus.
Queef Cuntile?
Yeah, it's in the chat.
He hates British people.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, honestly.
The emphasis there is interesting. I hate British people. Like I would have capitalized hate and left British people.
It's
up or lower.
It's Chad Beats.
Ah, dude, it's Kenji. He's back.
Oh, yeah.
Kenji.
I don't know who that is.
What's Kenji doing here?
Some nerd.
What's he gonna do? Get mad about the feminist conspiracy?
I don't know who that is.
He has to keep his blind shut to thwart the snipers, Kyle.
Oh,
you really have been playing Kato Shoujo.
Oh, you're talking. Oh, okay.
What's wrong with you?
That is literally what Kenji like named his username after, though, isn't it?
Yeah, because he hates the women.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they're his least favorite meme.
Shuffle.
The Grammys also happened. In
Holy shit! Scott. Trying to talk with all these boys is impossible.
Yeah.
You only talk to men now.
Will you get out of the tub, for Christ's sake? Shuffle fan Ryan Chan, are you saying this is my Ryan senpai? I don't know what shuffle fan means.
Oh, the show Shuffle. Ryan loves it. Ryan does make a lot of new usernames for stuff.
And he talks about queefing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I remember like the first time I ever talked to Ryan, he was just like, queef this and queef that. And I was like, Ryan, listen.
We smoked you out.
Listen, Ryan, I find queefs really gross. Like when I think about them, it makes me want to barf all of my things up. And I would prefer if you didn't. Could you please stop with the queef talk? And he got real mad and he hung up on me.
He said, "I've washed junk like ladies versus butlers."
Flinus, are you getting my good old natural Heath?
Yeah, I think he's not there at the moment.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
He's out.
He's at Boy Scout camp.
At the moment, I'm obtaining dinner.
You're obtaining dinner? Flinus, this is supposed to be a show. You're supposed to be my news girl. And instead, I just got three boys in a tub just yelling at each other.
What? You expect me to? I have to. I got to eat, man. I've got to eat.
Just ended up with 10 little nigger boys jumping on a bed.
Whoa!
No one was expected that song. The building was full of niggers.
What was that?
Whoa.
10 little nigger boys jumping on a bed. Whoa. Use that as intro music once, Kyle.
Whoa. We don't talk about the before times.
This is the afterscape.
Mm-hmm.
This was before he leveled up.
Mm-hmm.
Flinus, a.k.a. Penis. A, K.A. Penis.
What an original joke.
Flinus, a.K.A. Penis. that was in the chat for those listening after the fact, because I know there are like thousands of you that will download this later and you won't know that I was reading the chat. Queef Quintal said, Fleenus A, K-A penis. I'm giving you the play-by-play of the old chat. So before I leveled up, I played Toradora visual novel for the PSP, fan translated. I know you're jealous. It was really good. I basically fell in love with all the girls. And the premise was really cool because he had amnesia. So it was like, oh, so now you can fall in love with any girl you want. And it won't be like, oh, because the show, obviously, you wanted you to fall in love with this one girl. But now, because you've got amnesia, you got like a blank slate, you can start over. You can fall in love with any girl. So I fell in love with all the girls, and including the teacher. And the teacher and I got married. So, like, I don't mean to, you know, I don't mean to brag or anything, but it was pretty cool.
Hey, hey, Kyle, Mindy has to say Toradora also is an anime.
she really did.
Keeping us on watch. Thanks, Mindy.
She really did. Holy shit. Holy shit.
Wow. Yes, Mindy.
I think, okay, so I haven't talked about this yet on the episode, but I think before the show it was mentioned, the parkour dude, who I had mentioned previously on the show, and because I thought like it had to be some guy doing a character, but everything I read about it, it was people saying, no, look, we've looked into this. Like, we know his address and his phone number.
He's been doing this for 7 years.
Yeah. So like, they're like, no, it's legit. And I was like, it's too perfect. It has to be, but I guess it's not. But it turns out he was faking it. He was doing a character the whole time. But now I'm thinking, I'm having the same kind of thoughts about Mindy.
Yeah, segue. Mindy, are you a member of Million Dollar Extreme?
Yeah. What if she was? What if it came out? What if she's been
great? I'd love to see a video of Mindy going into a weird Twitter comedy meeting and calling them all faggots.
Wait, didn't they leave somebody behind in the Middle East? Maybe that was Mindy.
Yeah, that was Mindy. Mindy is a... What was that guy's name? Like Chuck?
Chase, I can only think of Eli?
Chase.
Eli.
Yeah, Chase.
Eli.
Eli.
Yeah, you guys were way off.
Eli. You know, yeah. the guy who didn't have the leg.
Sorry, I'm not up to date on my
dude. Hold on. Fleenus, what was that a reference to just now?
You know what it is.
You tell me, though.
Eli, a character without a leg.
Yeah, okay.
What ca-
I'm going to need you to say it.
Half-Life.
Oh, what a boy. Look, man, I love black people. I love chinks. I love retarded children. There is no place in heaven for British people. I'm reading the chat
Ryan
again.
Ryan Fleenus is Australian. He's a criminal. He's already paying.
Yeah.
Australians are just British people who are criminals.
Wait, is Ryan talking
about
me?
He's in Mad Max Town. He's getting his fingers cut off by razor boomerangs. Don't worry.
Wait, is he talking about
me? Yeah, he probably doesn't like you.
I don't blame him.
He hates you for your Britishness. To be fair, I also hate you for your Britishness.
But I'm not British.
Well,
yeah,
could have fooled me. You could
have
fooled me.
Britishman in the call.
I don't have an. I have Britain. Are you talking about Britain?
Yeah, he's a British.
No, he's South African. That's worse.
Yeah,
he's just a boy.
Yeah, I don't reel.
He's just a boy in a tub.
Yeah.
Rub-a-dub-dub, a boy in a tub.
Who is this Ryan guy? I mean, I was looking forward to listening to you in his anime show, but
oh,
guess not.
Fleenus.
Guess not anymore.
You just lost out on one listener, Kyle.
Fleenus, you guys...
No. Half your fan base.
Fleenus,
so
are you...
Still probably gonna, even if it comes out, I'm probably still going to watch it anyway, but...
Are you beefing with Ryan?
Yes.
Fight.
Ryan, are you going to take this?
Why is it that I always fight with the co-host of other podcasts?
You did get into it with Crafty Matt that one time.
Yeah. And also, who was that guy? Oh, he was one of the guys from NLO.
I don't know. Moody?
I think so.
Luxter? I don't know.
Did Flanus get in a fight with Moody?
I don't think so.
It might have been Luxter.
Mindy says, I love how people think this is fake. Seems more like I'm more put together than I really am. No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it's totally fake. Remember when she said that story that was from Rooster Teeth?
Oh, yeah, about the gasoline?
Yeah. Obviously fake.
Well, she can be a liar, but still be a real person.
Maybe. Oh, M's in the chat as well.
Oh,
hey,
M.
Hey, M. How's it going?
Man.
Where's Christy?
It's a packed house tonight. 11 viewers. Two of them are Mindy, but one of them is Michael Corrigan, who's not actually there.
Is he just always in the chat or something?
Yeah, he just always has an IRC client open. It's from when the Ustream bot was banning everyone from saying the N-word. And they had to get on IRC clients.
M, how are your feelings?
Oh, they're pretty good, Kyle. That's me, I'm M. M and I had a heart-to-heart a couple weeks back.
Did you?
Yeah.
What would you guys talk about?
Hey, who wants to talk? I was like, I'm here. Let's talk about wrestling. And Christy was there too.
Well, I'm sure. Your favorite wrestler? I'm sure that's what she meant when she said.
I don't know. She probably didn't say. It was mostly me.
It's clearly Stone Cold ET.
Okay, Stone Cold ET. That was one of the worst videos on the whole internet. Your feelings are subdued. Are you on medications? That was M. She said her feelings are subdued.
Yeah, we had one of our girls' nights out. I was like, hey, everybody, anime. Christy was like, ha, 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 ha. She laughs at a lot of stuff. She's nice like that.
Yeah, but it's scary, though, when she does it and you can hear it. Yeah. Was this a Skype call or was it like on Twitter or something or what was
it? This is a Skype call. She posted on Twitter like, sure wish somebody would talk to me on Skype. And so I was like, hey, I'm ready to talk to you on Skype. And she was like, no, I'm in a phone call. Shut up.
Oh, wow.
I was like, I'm sorry, Em. And she was like, I hate you. And then we got on Skype.
Mindy, just in case we didn't, you know, in case we needed to know, she said, I pulled out the chat box. I can't read it in the smaller box.
Hold on, everybody. I'm bringing out my chat box. Pulling out the old chat box. What's in there after all these years?
It's full of cum.
M is between drinking too much coffee and trying to drink beer. M, I just recently started drinking cappuccinos. Because I'm a fancy.
Can you go into more insight on that? Like,
so okay,
why that happened?
Well, what happened was I took an Adderall and then I walked around outside for like 2 hours and it was cold, so I bought a cappuccino, and ever since I have been hooked.
So you're drinking coffee?
But only the fancy boy kind. I won't drink like the regular stuff because it tastes like dirt water.
I thought we were brothers, Kyle. People that don't like this dirty bean water.
I only like it when it's like 90% not coffee.
Yeah, I get it. Coffee's a good flavor.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Mm-hmm. Coffee-flavored ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. You grind your own beans.
I don't grind any beans.
Grinding the beans is what I call when I my dances. I was trying to think of something to do that. I had to build that joke on the fly.
Grinding the beans.
I think I did pretty good.
Grinding the beans sounds like a really hardcore female masturbation session.
Grinding the beans sounds like taking a shit.
Wait, what's a dirty lie? M says that's a dirty lie. Me drinking.
Saying that she hated me.
Oh. No, that was probably true. I think it's about.
Oh, no, you drinking coffee.
Yeah. No, I do drink cappuccinos now. I just had one. I drank it all, though, because they're only 24 ounces, which is a little lame. I'd like to get the, like, 52-ounce thing that I put sodas in and just fill that with. But I think they would stop me.
Big gulp.
I think they would stop me. I don't think they would know how to charge me for that. Shaving my beard, cutting my hair, and drinking caps. Who are you, Kyle? Yeah, I leveled up after all of the rapes. You missed that part because you came
California
in late.
Kyle.
You missed that part because I came in late. Because I'm a part of hashtag Gamersgate, I raped a lot of industry women. Because girls shouldn't, they should just not play video games or talk about them because they don't understand them. And they're for boys. So I feel like the best way to deter a woman from doing something is to sexually assault her. Because they really don't seem to like that. It's like rubbing a dog's nose in its pee when it pees on the carpet. They don't like it, so it's a punishment. And then I leveled up. And now I have short hair and cappuccinos.
Cool.
And a hoodie. I feel like I haven't emphasized...
Kyle, you're going to get shot wearing that hoodie.
I feel like I haven't emphasized the hoodie enough because it's really snuggly.
What color is it?
It's black.
Wow.
Alternative.
I look really dope now.
Yeah, Kyle, are you sure you didn't just like change jobs? Not in like the actual sense, yeah, but the Final Fantasy sense.
Well, I did say it was a class change, but it wasn't a job change.
Like social class?
Went from neckbeard to hipster.
Yeah, Ryan says, are you sure you didn't get a class change? No, I said I got a class change. It's part of, like, that happens when you level up, dog.
Oh, hoodies level you down. Wow.
Hoodie,
so most of the time, wait, class
and that's racist.
Social. M says hoodies level you down. Like that. Yeah,
she thinks lowly of black people. Wow.
Wow.
And tell us what you think about Trayvon, Liquid Metal Boys.
Trayvon Zimmerman was wearing a hoodie, and M thinks that leveled him down. But it was really, it was actually
he
because.
He deserved to get shot for wearing that hoodie.
It wasn't the hoodie, though. It was actually because of his race.
Gotcha.
And his choice of candy. Because Skittles are a gay candy, and gay people are wrong.
He was just trying to make the drink with the Skittles floating in it. You know, Skittle Brow.
Zima.
Yeah, Zima. It's the freaking weekend, baby.
I'm about to have me some fun. Oh, man, that dog.
Dog loves R. Kelly.
You guys are really missing it because I've only been doing it on my personal Facebook, but I was killing it recently.
With the memes? And yeah. People were like, well, aha, funny meme, friend.
Today was like meme central. Like, today was meme town station. I posted one. It's a picture of an ostrich, and it says, I love bad bitches. That's my fucking problem.
That's a great meme.
And then I posted another one that's a picture of there's a picture of an old lady with her hand on her fist, like looking wistfully off into the distance, and it says, break bread with the enemy, but no matter how many cats I break bread with, I'll break who you send to me.
Yeah.
And then I posted another one, and I feel like this one, it was a bit of a poe. It's a picture of a cat looking crazy with one paw up in the air and it's like attacking a balloon. And it says that feeling when you can't find your keys and you look everywhere for them, but it turns out they were actually in your hand the whole time.
Yeah. You know, dog rolling around and says like, never heard that DB running because DB done and I'll beat my dick and bust off in your eyes so you can see me coming.
Okay. But see, you just made that up. You didn't actually like post it.
Yeah. I memed it.
No, but you can't you can't make an audio meme. They're pictures.
I close my eyes and meme it.
They're like they're like on 9gag.
Yeah.
I made another one with Mr. Giggle for, you know, those Mr. Men guys, like the little cartoon guys that are like circle. What?
Mr.
It's
Happy.
It's Mr. Giggles, I think, and he's got like wiggly arms and he's smiling. He's got a little hat on and it says, "Crawling in my skin, these wounds they will not heal."
Actually, I think that's Mr. Tickle.
Oh, maybe, yeah, Mr. Tickle. Yeah, that, you're right.
Do not ask me how I know that.
I know how you know that. You're a boy. And then I got bored of, like, the regular, like, impact font memes, and I started making those e-cards with, like the kind of retro illustrations of women doing mundane office tasks.
It's time to switch to Algerian.
Oh, and so I made one that says, if you didn't want to carry my action figures around all day, then how come you have such a big purse for, dummy? So that's one of those. And I made another one that says it's like a woman on the phone with like a pen in her hand. And it says, God grant me the strength to lift a car off a baby, the courage to talk shit to the animals at the zoo, and the alcohol to get drunk from drinking way too much of. LOL, you feel me?
You know who would lift a car off a baby? Old Dirty Bastard. And then he went and he didn't get a Grammy.
I feel like you're not properly appreciating my memes. I feel like you're not giving my memes enough room to breathe. You're just
They're pretty good memes.
Switching straight to Old Dirty Bastard talk, which I know is always on your mind, but
yeah,
these memes, they need some space.
Give these memes some time to breathe. Is that dog? He's going for some hair of the dog with that Zima.
M in the chat said Kyle was trying to farcically portray Facebook memes. No, M, I was killing it, is what I was doing.
Yeah. He was up on a nigger ripping.
Original memes.
You're all natural memes.
Oh, all your favorites are back.
Oh, Ryan thinks he's too cool for memes. Ryan said, okay, oh, okay, meme talk, I'm out. Listen, Ryan.
No, that's him saying, that's his version of like real talk. Okay, meme talk? Oh. Meme for a second?
Oh, I see. He was just leaving anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good, because for a second there, I was like, you know, if we're going to be friends, then you're going to have to get on board the meme train.
Yeah.
Because it's not making any more stops, and I'm on it.
Kyle so Alderton is screaming memes.
It's going to be hard for us to communicate because I'm on the train and it's moving really fast and it's loud. And you're outside of it with your arms folded, just stomping your feet and going, I don't like it.
You got to keep your arms inside the vehicle.
At all times. Yeah, supposedly that's Ryan Senpai. I don't know if I buy it.
I do buy it. I've seen the usernames that he made in Fightbait chats and they were of similar caliber. And also, I bet the real Ryan also hates memes.
Autograph like sneak.
Dank memes.
This is important. Autograph sneak. I did not get a wool beanie. I look really dope. I don't look like a dope. Those are different things.
So you're not like that. Chuck wearing, still sporting a beanie.
He looks like dope, though.
You look like Dopey from. Dwarves.
No, I don't look like the dwarf.
Yeah, you do. No. You got long sleeves, Kyle.
I'm taller than that.
A big red nose.
He is.
Kyle, are you a nightcap?
I think he was the tallest one, but I'm even taller than that.
Kyle, how tall are you? Are you a manlet?
I'm like 5'11".
Just barely.
You're safe for now.
Yeah, you're safe for now. Call me in a
year. When that old age hits you, you shrink 2 inches.
When my cartilage starts breaking down and my spine compresses.
If you're under 5'10", you're a manlet. Hang yourself. Akuma's a manlet.
Okay, see, I can tell that these are memes, but they're not in image form, so they're not nearly as dank as they could be.
I don't think
my font's not on track.
To meme zen. Meme's a state of mind.
Okay, that sounds like some pseudoscience.
Memes the time of day.
I only get my memes from real doctors on the internet. Since you're on meme talk, have you ever seen the anime rap battles on YouTube? I don't watch rap battles because they're for fake ass niggas.
Yeah.
That jungle music.
I only spit writtens. 5'11 in boots, the boots add a couple of... No, 5'11 without the boots. Well, you think I measure myself with my boots on? Well, you think I'm dumb?
Manlet.
5'11 with socks? I know you wear 3 pairs of socks, Kyle.
No, I only wear 1 pair of socks at a time. There was a time when I wore plastic grocery bags around them because there were holes in my boots.
Yeah.
But those aren't very thick. Did Ryan really leave? He's still in the chat, but...
Oh, that was something Mindy said, the anime rap battles. Okay.
Yeah.
Fuck. That's really good. Meme talk. How tall is James? I'm 5'11 as well.
Wow.
Wow.
What's the weather like down there, shorties?
We're like height brothers. Britton, you're a literal boy. You can't be taller.
No, he's one of those lanky Cali teens.
Oh, God. Yeah. Do you skate, bro?
Hey.
Like Lil Wayne?
Why are you stereotyping me? Yeah.
He's like Yoon.
Not all teens. Hashtag it.
Em, how tall are you? I've been in such a good mood lately, you guys.
Because of the memes?
I can hear the like the reception lady on the intercom at the hospital that Fleenus lives in.
Yeah, that's the City 17 announcer, Fleenus.
Welcome to City 17.
M53? Wow. M's a manlet.
M is 5'3". Yeah. Wow, M.
Fucking hang yourself. What's wrong with you?
Manlet.
Weeaboo. Wow.
What is this, Bames?
Yo, nothing. Bames, that's a racist. You can't call him black.
I'm Black Butler. Yeah.
Oh, get it?
Get what?
He's got
hello?
I don't know what Black Butler is because I forgot what animes are.
Yeah, level up. Hey, wait, if you've leveled up, how do you still know what leveling up as a concept is? Riddle me that.
Funny story.
This is all a lie. You're a member of Million Dollar Extreme.
No, I watched the Law & Order Gamergate episode and it reminded me of some things.
Oh, yeah, that was M.
Get out,
that on Twitter.
Did Fleenus just mute himself?
Yeah. Huh?
What do you mean? I'm making sure there's no background noise when I
heard you going like, and then you cut yourself off. I'm not complaining. It was just odd.
Wait, how tall is Fleenus?
That's a good question.
I don't know. I don't think I've actually measured my height.
It's hard.
When you're trapped in an oxygen. Goblin.
Yeah, it's hard with the bubble because the bubble's round.
How tall with bubble?
Actually, I think I have some measuring tape somewhere. I'm going to go get it.
You're going to tell us in like meters or some shit.
Fleenus, you can't measure things with tape, Fleenus.
Actually, no. I think the measuring tape I have has inches and feet as well.
Fleenus, you can't measure yourself with tape. What are you going to do?
How many just hands
like,
are you?
Oh, I'm like half a roll.
No, I have some of that. You know that stuff people who make clothes use
you
to
have,
measure around people? I have some of that.
Old Chinese ladies?
You have to use a ruler.
I'm sorry, Vietnamese.
Well, same thing.
Whoa.
Britain is a baby, Em. You're right.
He's one of those lanky-ass ET babies.
He's been demoted from boy to baby boy.
Baby boy.
If you'll notice that I believe Fleenus was already baby boy. So now you've been demoted to Fleenus level.
How's it feel?
Whoa.
How's the weather down there, Britton?
That is surely a step down. I mean, I could get my driver's license right now.
Wait, how tall is he? I'd put here.
You can operate a bike.
A whole bike.
The thing isn't long enough.
All you need to do is steal some fuel from the wasteland.
But your cloth measuring tape isn't long enough to measure the height of a human being.
Britton, did you even put any water in that tub? Or are you just sitting in the empty tub?
Turns out it's actually a pool.
It's my best
sitting in an empty pool.
Yeah. I got the water running. I took some aspirin.
Is it like a huge tub like in the Pee-wee movie?
Yeah, it's the entire size of my room.
But there's no water in it. So you're just sitting in there with a toy battleship, just clanking it on the floor.
Yeah, the ship my grandfather was killed on.
Your grandfather was killed on a toy battleship?
He was very short.
he was a toy grandfather.
Yeah, I can't tell.
So you didn't get his genes?
No, they were burned in the ship fire.
Oh, M says it's all those hormones they're putting in the milk. When she's talking about heights and stuff. and how tall Britain is.
I don't drink milk. I'm not a child.
He does drink. He formula, but
M, or I bet you suckle at a teat.
M, speaking of hormones, how are your ovaries? Are you like, have you revved them up? Cranking out them eggs?
Well, M, you can't imagine that. I'm a child.
How many rubber duckies? Britton, you got to put down the ducky if you want to play the saxophone.
God damn it.
Oh, yeah, Em, if you're going to imagine his gangly legs hanging out of the tub, you got to imagine it from like a censorious angle where you can't see anything but like his shoulders and his knees.
Can't see his big, long, noodly wiener.
Whoa, whoa. Boys his age don't even have wieners.
Excuse me. Wait, what? Beans. Beans, what? Would you like
spaghetti
to see
strand.
That? Would you like to put that on the record?
What, are you recording?
Yes.
Oh, shit, you are recording.
I'm going to send this to your employer.
I've been done in by my own memes.
M says, I don't know, they're there and they do stuff in a non-sexual way. I think she means in a non-sexual way about Britain's legs hanging out of the tub, but I like to imagine that she means her ovaries are there and they do stuff, but not in a sexual way, which is probably also true.
Sick.
Unless M...
What is M, Bames or something?
What if M's been, like, banging out on the reg, and I just didn't know?
She has been. When she was being mean to me on Skype, she was like, nigga, I get laid, I play football.
Oh, M leveled up too.
Yeah.
She did say earlier that she has a hoodie on.
Is that all it takes?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you get a hoodie when you level up. It's like loot.
Does it say anything on the back or is it just like plain?
It says level two.
Level up hoodie. Oh, wow.
No, it has like it has chevrons. You're a sergeant, rank two.
Now M says L-O-O-O-O-L.
Laugh, diagram. Over.
Laugh out loud.
That's a string of eggs.
Oh. So there's like all those eggs those and then tubes. Like the tubes on the sides. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tubes.
This looks just like the diagram they used to show me in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, those are my ovaries. Oh, you got four ovaries. Backups.
Working overtime.
Yeah, well, you know.
Ovary time.
I appreciate you picking up an extra pair of ovaries. It'll make the babies a lot easier to put in there.
Yeah, you could get eight at a time.
Because I thought, like, I was going to have to reach up in there and, like, squeeze a bunch of eggs out of those things at once.
So you ever have human caviar?
You. Oh, God.
Why would you say that?
What would it look like if you just had so many eggs, like, human eggs,
that
you could actually see them with the naked eye? Like, what would a pile of human eggs look like? Just a goo?
Would
it be like the finest of powders?
I don't know. I wonder. Yeah, I imagine they would like mesh into it like a goo.
Tasty.
Like with semen, it's not just the sperm cells, it's also like
the
stuff.
Seminal fluid. It's
fluid.
Yeah, it's also like the stuff that comes out of birds' holes.
The gender fluid.
Yeah.
I thought you said the bird store.
Yeah, the bird store.
I'm hoping to have an ectopic pregnancy. Is an ectopic pregnancy where the egg gets stuck in the tube? What's an ectopic pregnancy?
I'm looking it up. I hope there's no Instafill images, and it's gross.
Of a dead child.
No, it's just an image of a sad woman.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. I know a thing that's good for a... conversation.
Oh, on Wikipedia there is a gross picture.
What
M
is
thanks
it?
A lot. I'll make you a sad woman.
Google it, asshole. Don't remind me of hurtful people that were once in my life, M.
It's it's when the embryo is implanted outside the uterine cavity.
So it could be in the tube.
Yeah. It could be anywhere it wants in the
outside
belly.
Your own body.
Yeah. Just on the floor.
Yeah, I think That's a great video. That's topic of discussion.
Is there any place?
Oh, yeah. Kyle, watch that video.
What?
Watch the video that Nora linked in the chat.
All right. We're watching a video. Oh, yeah. This website is not available because you didn't take the S out.
It worked for me.
Yeah.
I'll, with you. I'll work for you. 11-year-old boy devoured by piranhas in Peru. Wow. Why? So they're okay. So it's like the corpse of a boy who was mostly eaten by piranhas. He's got part of an arm and part of the top of his head left, and he's mostly a skeleton. He is still wearing shoes.
Yeah, he's still got his J's.
He is still wearing some dope kicks. So this guy was just like cradling him and laying him on a tarp. And there are a bunch of women, I guess they're crying, like they look like they're crying, but it kind of sounds like they're laughing.
Arriba!
Yeah, andale, andale. Okay, well, that's real gross.
Oh my god. One of the comments, is he alive?
Yeah. Is that still intact?
Is he okay?
Clearly.
Is he fine? Yeah, he's doing good.
Somebody give that kid a sandwich.
Guys. So, how would they show it? Come on.
I think that's a good video.
Look up Stone Baby. What's a Stone Baby?
I think that is of the caliber of that cow with no face. I love that video.
Imagine if the cow with no face got together with the skeleton. With his
Kyle, have you ever seen the video of the eagle throwing a goat off a cliff?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, fame.
Have you seen it when it plays Raining Blood?
Mm-hmm. That got taken off of YouTube.
Oh, man. Bames, this is just like that time you and me like sent all those sick-ass old videos to M. Only now you're the M.
Remember when you snapped 10 cow necks?
Oh, the real Jack Thompson. The real Jack Thompson is in the chat now.
Oh, wow.
Hello, sir. I heard about you from King of Fighters.
I wonder how he's going with his girlfriend, Anita Sarkeesian.
Aha, am I right?
Sick. Savage.
Jack, I'm a big fan. We call you in Gamersgate, we call you Based Dad because even though you hate video games, you're a man and we respect your opinion.
Orion came back. He's ready for more memes.
Oh, I wonder if he saw that meme about Peruvian children being eaten.
That's a great meme.
A classic.
Tell us about ladies versus butlers.
All right, look, kids. I've watched junk.
Mr. Thompson, tell me about Shin Megami Tensei 4. It's pretty good, isn't it?
Oh, wow.
Ryan's playing, and I'm guiding his hips on Twitter.
He says, actually, I had my dick cut off, so I am no longer technically a man. You know, that's actually really cis-sexist of you. Because not all men have penises, and some people with penises are women.
Triggered.
I'm developing a sore on the inside of my ear from having earbuds in too much, Kyle.
Oh, well, then you should get some over-the-ear headphones like a real man.
Yeah, when I wear those, I'm wearing them right now, but I don't wear those to like listen to my poop casts.
Oh, well,
they bother the outside of my ears after a while. They're made out of like wool, like the parts that touch my ears.
Well, get some headphones that aren't made out of wool.
I don't wanna.
See, I wear over the ear headphones all the time because it looks dope as hell when I'm out walking the streets jamming to my hot tunes. If I had earbuds in, people might think I'm just dancing like a madman and that I didn't have any hot tunes.
Yeah. But one time I took out my earbud and there was blood all over it because I had like a blister that popped.
The other day I was walking around outside looking dope and jamming out the hot tunes, and I was listening to Shake It Off by T-Swift. And a lot of cars, like I could kind of feel that they were like, yeah,
They were slowing down to look at you.
They were like, they were giving me thumbs up.
Slowing down, the guy would look over you, put his sunglasses lower, like, hey.
Yeah, like he'd give me that, like, he'd give me that look, like, damn.
Look at that bald head of yours.
My head's not bald. I just.
I thought you cut all your hair off.
I mean,
that bald face.
Yeah, I cut all my hair off, but I didn't cut all my hairs like all the way off. Like,
oh, so you got a buzz cut?
Yeah,
well, that's what I do.
I did it myself, but then I didn't feel like I did
it. Like, wow, this looks like a retard did it.
Well, yeah, I didn't feel like I did a very good job, especially like on the bottom and the back, like by my neck. So then I went. I walked to this barber shop. It's called Jude's Barbershop, and it's billed as like being like sort of like a salon, but for men. Like, it's hardcore and it's for dudes.
Yeah.
And they have like graffiti all over the walls and all the televisions. They have a bunch of televisions, and they were all playing bowling. So I really did feel right at home as a man. Yeah.
Now, when I think of something that's hard-boiled and for dudes, I think of some fat guys rolling balls down a hill.
Yeah. And then
think of bowling.
I got my hair cut by it, like, cleaned up by a young woman named Cheyenne, who had purple and silver hair. Because
Zoe
like
Quinn,
it was pretty
long.
Because they're pretty edgy in there, and they like pierce themselves up and dye all their things.
She had a lip ring, and she was like, "All right, sit down, you fascist."
Yeah, actually, she just like asked me if I have any kids.
And you were like, "Yes,
well, two."
Not yet,
a whole
but
letter
I'm,
of them.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, you were like, "Why? You want to give me some?"
I said, "There's."
She
this,
was like, "Sir,"
I said, "There's this girl I know. I gotta check in on her about the ovaries, but when we can get those really cranking at full capacity, I'm gonna fill her up with babies." And she was like, "Oh, dope."
Sick.
Yeah. Then we high-fived.
Yeah. Oh, epic.
She was like, "Man, I wish a guy would just like fill me all the way up with babies." And I was like, "Yeah,
to
man.
To the top. Head to toe.
I know. Like, I know what I get it. I know what it's like to be a girl. I've spoken to a lot of them before I rape them because of the Gamersgate."
Fucking Ryan. Ryan's posting lewd things in the chat.
He said
this webpage is not available.
Yeah. Oh, was it because he didn't take the S out?
Are you serious?
How come you guys don't get links that work? And but
whoa, Ryan,
it's upset because it says blacks on blondes, but she's not.
Redheads are gross, Ryan. What are you doing?
Yeah, they're filthy animals.
Filthy soulless creatures.
She's just like eating that Snickers bar. Flinas, you didn't click on, and neither did you, Britton? You didn't click on that.
I clicked it.
Don't. La 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 la. Don't tell me that you did. Don't know. Those are
Kyle. You're on a list now.
Not safe.
I clicked on the link that was in your chat.
Not safe for boys.
Kyle's already on my list.
Oh God.
Yo, Kyle is not your shield. Okay.
Yeah, I'm a minority. Redheads are a minority. So.
Well, I mean, technically, men in America are a minority.
Fuck off.
Therefore, it's true, technically.
Oh my God.
But like 1%,
I can hear,
still true.
I can hear the minority. The Japanese stewardess.
We gotta fight back.
Yeah, kill all of the women you see.
Rape isn't enough. Be baptized.
Oh, I didn't know Mardi Gras. Australian Mardi Gras is going at the moment. I didn't know that.
That's not
Australian Mardi Gras comes later.
It's not even a real thing.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's essentially it's less Mardi Gras like what you have, and it's actually just a gay pride parade.
That's what Mardi Gras is. It's a bunch of gay.
Pretty much.
It's less
masks.
It's less Mardi Gras like what you guys have, and it's actually just like free pancake day at IHOP.
Yeah.
Yeah, it goes on in a big city here. I can't remember where.
You guys
but
have
every year it happens.
You guys have IHOP there, right? I mean, it is the international house of pancakes.
I'm not sure. I don't think we have. I think I have them in Britain. I've never seen one.
What do they call it? Slippery Bills over there? Something stupid.
Hungry Jacks.
Yeah. The Jacks is for flapjacks.
They call McDonald's Maccas, and it's actually written on the signs.
No, it's not.
I've seen a picture.
Written in blood on the sign.
Yeah, written, carved in there, Maccas.
You're an idiot. It was probably from the ad.
No, it was a picture somebody took in, like, Melbourne.
They have other criminals tied up in the air to spell out Maccas.
Say that again, Bames. Say that again.
Melbourne.
It's Melbourne, not Melbourne.
I said Melbourne.
Literally retarded.
It's Melbourne. Just because
I didn't say Melbourne. Shut up, Flinus. I'll come over there.
Okay. I dare you to, cunt. I'll fight you.
You gonna hook me right in the gabber?
Hey, Flinus.
What are you eating?
Hey, Flinus. Hey, Flinus. Okay. Hey, Flinus. You know what would be like a really funny like comedy sketch? If, like, you did, like, a Bourne Identity parody, but it was, like, the Melbourne Identity, and he was just Australian, and, like, he just beat up, like, kangaroos and wore,
shoved
like,
a knife into, or he shoved a pen into his hand.
I am nowhere near Melbourne. If he wore, no like, I could get to Melbourne.
And if he wore, like, one of those cowboy hats, but only one side is bent up, and it has, like, alligator teeth on it.
Could do that.
So what's up with those hats with the corks on them? Hanging down.
Actually, I know what those are for. They're there to wiggle around so that flies don't go on your face.
Or you just don't live in a shitty country, I guess, but...
Yeah, move to somewhere where flies aren't.
Yeah.
Idiot.
It's mostly for, like, rural guys.
Oh, man, I was killing it on Facebook earlier today, and now I'm killing it in the chat. Ryan's like, that's great, Kyle. Oh, my God, my sides are splitting. All caps. So you know it's true.
These memes are for real.
Dang.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate you appreciating me.
Oh, this is something I did since the last podcast. I beat the second Danganronpa game. That game's real good. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, okay. But it's got it's got bears in it, and it's got like Japanese Hitler. Cartoon people in it, and those are both things that aren't real.
Those are leveled down. Yeah.
I mean... okay, let's see. Let's see what he thinks the only thing that good that came from Australia is.
Rescue.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. Rescuers Down Under.
Here's what I remember about that movie. The bad guy is like, I didn't skip third grade for this. Or not skip, but like graduate the third grade for this. Yeah. Because he's stupid. Because he's Australian.
Have you not read the Team Fortress comics? Obviously you're wrong.
No, I haven't.
Flinus, what is that? Stink. What is that talking?
It's Marty Gras. There's a parade going on. They're passing by.
So is Australian Mardi Gras like the Ferguson riots?
No, it's more accurate to your Mardi Gras. It's a parade. Yeah, no,
Ferguson riots is like every day.
Have you seen the guy in the Ferguson riot who was riding around Thomas the Train?
Yes. That's Mardi Gras.
Yeah, that's what Mardi Gras is all about.
Well, that's black.
Thomas the Train.
That's black Mardi Gras. There's Australian Mardi Gras, regular Mardi Gras,
it's black Mardi Gras.
No, they're too busy getting drunk.
Who, blacks?
Racist.
Wow.
Flinus, not all black people are alcoholics, just most.
Do you think they're all too busy getting drunk, listening to their jungle music, raping white women?
Australian stereotypes for Aboriginals are the same as Americans for the natives.
Pretty much. I like how the Aboriginals sleep in the middle of the roads.
Is Britain remodeling his kitchen again, or is Flinus doing that?
It's Flinus slapping himself to keep himself in line.
No, that is not me.
Well, it's not me. Tell you that much.
It is totally you,
Britain. It's Flinus. I saw Flinus's thing light up when he did it.
Man, I can't wrangle this many boys at once.
I can leave if you want.
I'm pretty good at boy wrangling. But this many boys...
in my time.
This many boys is just too many to wrangle. They don't sell Wranglers big enough. The jeans?
Yeah.
Like, and they only have two legs, so even if you get them really big, you can still only put, really, realistically, two boys in one pair.
So Kyle,
what?
And this is pretty old news, but have you seen these new Pokemon remakes?
Are they like official remakes?
Yeah, Alpha Sapphire and Omega Ruby. They came out late last year.
I bought Ruby.
Oh, did you? I bought yeah. Sapphire. I bought the 3DS for the game.
Are they 3DS games? Are they in 3Ds? Yeah.
Yes. They're well, 3D. The battles are. Most of the environments aren't because Nintendo.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know, right? It's like I want to see Four Tree City in 3D.
I don't keep mine on because I don't want my battery to die. But yeah.
I mean, I don't leave my house, so I have it always plugged in, right. So I don't have to worry about battery dying.
Yeah, you're just sitting on that bike in your room.
Yeah.
No, on my bed.
Playing your 3Ds.
Yeah, recently I knuckled down and I beat it. Oh my god, the Delta episode, which is an added thing after you beat the game, awesome.
Rayquaza?
Of course. Rayquaza and Deoxys.
I need you to tell me something, Flynn. This is inside baseball. Which one is Four Tree City? Is that the one with the really tall grass?
Yes, it's the one around the really tall
grass. And all the lizards that are around and they're invisible?
Yeah. It's
cool. Aren't these cities in these Pokemon games, aren't they all supposed to be named after colors? Why is there one that's just called like Four Trees?
They don't do that since the first one, I think. What?
Yeah, so there's probably yeah, but these are remakes, though.
Yeah,
these are remakes of the third generation. So I don't. There might be a unifying theme between them all, but I don't remember.
So it's like one trees, two trees.
It's like the first fish, one is called Little fish. Root, and then it's like Petalburg,
Old Dale. I'm pretty sure they're all based on some form of plant.
Yeah, something. I don't know.
Different by region, Kyle.
It is actually. It's different by region.
So in Australia, they're trees, and in America, they're colors. And in Japan, they're like different types of ladies' underpants.
Yeah. So, like, I haven't actually played much of that one, but I want to because I really liked the first. I liked the original because it was on the Game Boy Advance, and it looked so pretty.
It did look pretty.
Released. Looks
that,
pretty
and
right
as far
now,
as I'm
Flynn's.
Concerned, around that time, it had the best story of any of the games.
I don't. Fuck off.
Wait, are you saying there's a great Pokemon story? It's the best one yet?
This great story about a man who wants to start a volcano.
Actually, if you want a good story, I say you just go with the spin-off titles Ranger.
Shut up.
Gameplay might be kind of lacking, but the stories are actually really good.
Is Ranger the one where you have to draw circles on Machop's belly?
If you really want a good story, you should play Chocobo Mystery Dungeon.
Read a fucking book, kid.
If you want a good story, let me tell you about a little game called Gone Home.
Oh.
Yeah, that's true.
You gotta be squidding me. You gotta be squidding me, baby.
You gotta be squidding me.
Oh, Don Shule, while we were talking, just liked my I Love Bad Bitches, That's My Fucking Problem ostrich meme. So.
Cool.
Pretty much famous.
Are you the real deal?
Oh, this is relevant, I guess, to something you might care about. I played through all of Borderlands 2, Kyle, and I listened to all the dialogue, and it actually gets worse over time.
Like, yeah,
nice.
Story, and it's like fine. This is acceptable. This is kind of not great. Played all each DLC that was chronologically released after that gets worse. There is one that is literally this old woman with a... This isn't actually Birch's problem, but it's a really bad old woman voice. The quest is you have to listen to this old woman spout bad dialogue for 15 minutes, and you can't walk away or do anything else while it happens. And she is literally talking about Gone Home.
Shit.
They actually talk about, like, wow, I really like Gone Home.
Yo, nigga got NTR so hard, he turned gay.
See, this is why we need Gamerscape, you guys, because Anthony Birch... lets his wife have sex with every boy, and she had sex with so many boys, and Anthony was like, "But this is okay though, because I can have sex with all the girls, but none of the girls would have sex with him because he's brown." And so then he was like, "Okay, well, fine, I'll just have sex with the guys then." But then they wouldn't do it either. And then the one time he tried, like the one time he got close, like he got all homophobic about it. So, like, a dude was, like, touching on him and stuff, and he was, like, at first he was excited, and then later he was, like, oh, but that was, like, some misogynist shit. I think that really upset him, and he put that negative energy into the game.
Yeah.
And that's why we need Gamersgate.
Mm-hmm.
That checks out for,
because it's women poor. Women like Anthony Birch are ruining games.
Get it?
Ryan, why are you so feisty when you're in the chat? You're not this feisty when you're on the Skype.
Why is Ryan so into killing yourself by blowing up a live grenade? He said that on Twitter a while ago too. I feel like you need to be more creative.
It was too good to just like let it go on scene.
So like keyboard warrior-y.
Great vocab, Fleenus.
Oh, I'm a big tough guy, and when I talk on the chat,
wow. Fleenus, that was
savage.
That was impressive, Fleenus. Somehow you, in attempting to like make fun of Ryan for being like
made fun
overly internet badass, you somehow made yourself sound like just
very autistic,
just the biggest wiener.
I'm used to it by
and
now.
Not in a good way, like how people like wieners when they're really big.
Yeah.
Because we've all been there, right, ladies?
No, but seriously, what is he doing? He's like, I'm going to fight with people online. What the fuck?
He likes to fight with people online, Fleenus.
Yeah, it's none of your fucking business.
Put Ryan on a Skype call with Brad Meek.
Literally, yeah. Who?
Oh. Dude, I would also be mad at Brad Meek if I had to talk to him.
Brad,
he's an idiot.
That's the guy who was like,
trying to tell Vietnamese children about white privilege.
Yeah.
Oh, goddammit.
Ryan, I didn't pull you out at 1 a.m. tonight. You came out on your own. All I did was be like, yo, I'm doing a show. And you were like, well, now that we're best friends, I guess I'll go. But then you just get in my chat and you say mean things for all time. And I'm not, I feel like this friendship, like it's really, we're really teetering on the edge.
Like, if you want another example of why Brad Meek is a little wiener, here's a picture of him. Hang on. Ooh, I guess I'll just, fine. I will send the Twitter picture link because I forgot that the chat does not take push.
With all this mean talk, Ryan, I feel like our friendship is taking on water, if you know what I mean.
You gotta put vinegar on those friend chips.
No, not chips. Not chips.
This man.
So this is Brad. Oh, this is
Brad.
Well, he's like a, you know, like a Hogwarts kind of guy.
I think he looks like a dork.
He's got a. Why does he have that scarf? He's in the same room that Britain's broadcasting from right now.
Pretty much.
Ceramic. This is what only Baines will get, but. Doesn't he look like Ray?
Ayanami?
I don't know what Ray actually I don't remember what Ray actually looks like.
Well, he sleeps in an oxygen tent.
When I think of Ray, I think of that picture that I said was Fleenus, the guy with his doll.
You mean the picture that I said was Fleenus?
Yeah, but then I posted
like
in the
fucking
chat.
Meme thief you are.
Stop stealing those dank memes, Bames.
Original character, do not steal.
Britton is getting up to walk around. Are you going to take a piss on Mike like you always do, Britton? Because that's gross.
I don't have my wireless headset anymore. Those days are behind me.
Kyle, let me tell you what this kid would do. I would be talking about something. I would be like getting really into it. I'd be like, and then he like jumps off the top rope, you know? And then I would just hear like, that's the sound of pee hitting water. And then I would be like, hey, kid, are you peeing? And then I would hear a flush noise, and he'd be like, shut up.
Well, when you Skype from the tub, like the toilet's right there.
Yeah. Am I supposed to just not? That's body abuse.
Emma says there's privilege. Donkey Kong on the 3DS, but is there?
Like regular Donkey Kong or like the country version?
I think
it's
they ported.
Sometimes.
They ported the new Wii Donkey Kong game onto the 3DS. And yeah, it's a Donkey Kong Country game. They don't make good real Donkey Kong games. They just make Retro Studios make them instead of making a Metroid game.
Yeah, they got to make Metroid Prime 12.
Bames loves those though.
Of course he does.
Yeah, I do. They re-released all the Metroid Primes on the Wii U. I played them.
Did you play
him? Wii U.
Did you play him on the tablet thing?
No, there are people in the U.S. that own a Wii U.
They're not actually compatible with that because they were Wiimote games. They were motion. They all played like Prime 3. I wouldn't have minded if they had added in some kind of support for just the tablet. For just the tablet. For,
I would think
like,
if they were going to bother to port them over, they would like unmote them.
Well, okay, they ported a Wii version of all three games, which had like, which had updated them to be Wii motion controlled. So like they came out one and two were on the GameCube, and then three was on the Wii with motion controls, and then they made a version on the Wii that was all three of them with motion controls, but it was like $80 because they didn't make very many of them, and then they released that version on the Wii U for like $10.
Wow.
And I think it plays fine with motion controls. It's point and shoot. I think it's actually a little better because you don't have to. You can aim and move at the same time.
M is making a mad face in the chat, and she said that's gross. Probably about Britain like peeing everywhere, but I don't know what the mad face is about. Is she mad about the pee?
Yeah, hey. She's like,
why are you body shaming,
Sundre? Why are you pee shaming?
Sundere girls get mad about the pee all the time.
Pee-pee.
Clearly.
By pee, I mean penis. And by mad, I mean like crazy for. What is that?
That's Pokemon. He's been doing this for the past like 10 minutes. I'm surprised no one else has noticed.
My microphone, I swear to God, it picks up everything.
Just turn down the volume.
Or don't play fucking Pokemon. Fucking autist.
He can't help it. His computer broke, and now he doesn't have access to Steam. It's the whole reason he got a 3DS.
My Charmeleon is evolving.
Actually, no. I caught a Klefki.
Yeah, I know. I know Charmeleon's not even in that game. Shut up.
I mean, Cyndaquil is, but that's not Charmeleon.
Shut up.
Yeah. Remember when he said shut up?
He's so mad.
Ryan,
he's so mad.
Ryan, if you're going to be that feisty, I mean, you should really call in and feist me to my face.
Are you about to have an internet rap battle?
Oh, God.
Anime rap battle?
Fucking
anime. Oh, yeah, what happened to Mindy? I guess she got distracted and left.
Yeah, she's still processing.
She got sad that I called her
probably
out.
Got
watching
because I called her a fucking animal.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is that also what was gross, Em? She says about Donkey Kong just being the Wii version on the 3DS. Is that also probably what's gross? Or was the gross about the pee, but the angry face was about... Or was the gross about Donkey Kong, but the angry face was about the pee?
Magic.
I remember at the Game Awards last year when they revealed that Cranky Kong would be in the new Donkey Kong game. It was a big reveal. Reggie was there. And the stream I was watching, they put a bunch of Cranky Kong graphics of him spinning that gramophone from Donkey Kong Country 1.
Great stream.
Yeah.
God bless America.
Ryan says, but who was phone? Bring back the memes. Ryan, I already like, I hit you with so many dope memes earlier. Like, I don't.
All your favorites are back.
I need time to recharge.
Tell Fanny Von Voog.
Like, did you hear about the ostrich one? Like, maybe I didn't describe it right, but.
I think you should probably just go over it one more time.
Okay, so it's a picture of an ostrich. Oh, and I didn't mention this, but the ostrich has flies all over its face. Like on its head. And and it says in meme font, which is Impact with an outline on it. Stroke, they call it in the
Joker
biz.
Joker man.
Virus.
It says, I love bad bitches, that's my fucking problem. I don't know if you can see it on the stream, but the dog, the weekend dog, that's the freaking weekend baby, I'm about to have me some fun, in the bottom corner, it's kind of distorted, but in Matisse font, it says, hashtag cool dogs and blackpeoplefighting.com, which is my new website that I'm starting for memes and videos. And
wait,
videos
what was
I steal
that site about putting
Worldstar.
Kids in mustard?
Too much mustard.
Mustard.
Yeah. .com, yeah.
What happened to that project?
You know, the second Capri Sun.
I, you know, a lot of these, when they get to a certain size, I just sell them off.
Mm. Also, that one was specifically about Leland. So
yeah. I hope you keep Bames.moe. It's a good site, man.
It's Bames. That's Rainsticks.moe. Don't mislead people.
Yeah, no,
it's Bames.
We're losing revenue over you, Fleenus.
Totally doesn't lead to my malware website.
Have you, Fleenus, have you seen the picture of Bames as an anime schoolboy telling people to stay in school?
Yes. I saw it before. I'm pretty sure I saw it before that episode even came out.
Okay.
Fleenus,
well,
saw my bubble butt.
Because that one's really good, though.
It's actually really well drawn.
Now that I've leveled up, I can't draw anime style pictures anymore, but I feel like I was getting better.
I don't know. How are you supposed to rain sticks?
I almost said Jack Thompson because that's a hard boiled name.
Jack Thompson is a hard-boiled name? Coming from the pussiest man alive? Okay.
Wait, you said coming from the pussiest man? You, babe, you just called the pussiest man alive by someone from Australia.
You know who? What's a real hard-boiled name? Dr. Eggman.
Jesus Christ, James.
Cleanest, did you actually call me the pussiest man alive?
I meant Jack Thompson.
I meant it. I meant what I said.
Jack Thompson, but
you heard me.
When am I going to make some Bames Coon merch? Autograph Sneak wants to know.
Good idea.
What's happening to Dadame?
Oh, like, well, that's this. I mean, that would be the Bames Coon show.
Oh, and with that comes merch.
Because the Bames cartoon would be, it's all of the best ideas rolled into one. So it's Bames as an anime schoolboy. He goes to a high school, an anime high school, it's a specialized like school, like a trade
for
school.
Special children.
Well, it trains
magnet school.
It's for people to learn to be dads. And it's a school for dads, and there are girls there too because you have to have scenes where like, but I'm gonna like flip it on its head and have it so like girls are always bumping into Bames and knocking him over and landing with their hands on his boobs, but so and plus it's funny that girls would be dads because girls can't be anything good.
Whoa, triggered.
And they should fucking leave my video games. Like, just stop trying to play them. You don't understand them. Like, I was playing...
Get out, girl gamer.
I was watching a girl play Tetris one time, and she was like, I keep trying to match the colors, and nothing happens. And I'm like, you're an idiot. It's not how it works. No, it wasn't I just.
She's trying to play Tetris. Where's the beans? I thought there were beans in this game.
Yeah, you stupid bitch. That's the bean machine game.
That's Puyo Puyo.
It's on a totally different system.
That's Dr. Mario. Idiot.
Fucking idiot. Fucking idiot. Well, man.
I do want to get like a wall scroll of that stay in school picture.
Are you ever going to invite Bames over to your house to meet your parents?
Autograph Sneak, can't have my name written in kanji. There's no kanji for Bames.
Not yet.
Fucking moron.
Meeting.
No,
my
Bames.
There will be after we make an appeal to Emperor Hirohito.
Even though
it'll just be a picture of my face.
Even though I am America's internet boyfriend, I reserve meeting my parents for eras.
Because
I put it in a song, and like if you put something in a song, like it's like a promise.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, yeah, I know it would be kind of weird, but that would be the funniest thing to listen to. You like introducing Eris to your parents.
Yeah.
Especially your dad. He'd just say something about the Illuminati.
Yeah. He'd be like, I don't know if I trust this Eris. Like,
he's very black. Black youth are dangerous.
He's like, he likes triangles. I'd be like, Dad, he doesn't even have any triangles on him. I don't even know what you're talking about. And he'd be like, I can tell. Triangles aren't even like the divine ratio, like that's rectangles.
Well, not all rectangles, man.
Not all rectangles. Not all rectangles are like that.
Ryan just got
hashtag kill all rectangles.
Ryan just got temp banned for trying to log in with an inappropriate name.
You serious?
Too raw.
I don't know.
I wonder what it was. I wonder what it was that set it off.
Is M getting like super crunk? Because I don't understand anything she's saying anymore. She's like, oh damn, it's on. Oh no, backing it up now, dog. That is a good question. It's okay. It's true.
That's just M, Kyle.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I think the oh damn and stuff was when Felina's called me the pussy boy.
Oh yeah, well that, okay, yeah. But what? Oh, what's okay? It's true. She says it's okay. It's true.
I don't know. Maybe it's that I accidentally called that Bames the pussiest man alive.
Oh, it's true that Bames is the pussiest man alive.
Wow. If oh my god, I'm gonna fight you, girl.
If by pussiest man you mean like man who gets the most pussy,
and she just said yes.
Yep.
Damn.
Take her off, Bames.
Man,
SMH, SMDH.
Damn.
Oh no, she says something about women are terrible.
LOL.
Girls are bad because they can't play Tetris and they think you got to match the colors.
XDDDDD.
What is this, Honey Pops?
You don't have to match the colors at all.
I played Honey Pop, by the way.
I still never did. I thought about buying it, but I didn't do it.
It's not that good.
Eat that.
Here's what I liked. I wooed the Japanese teacher lady. Her name is like Keiko, and you know all the girls have like a specific kind of gift that they like that you can buy for them with money, which is spelled like the way honey is spelled with a U, with an M.
Oh, like in Winnie the Pooh.
Well, no, it's M-U-N-I-E.
Oh, okay. In Winnie the Pooh, it would be E-Y, I think.
Yeah. So you buy that for her, and when I slept with her.
Whoa, bam.
And we woke up, and I did the social thing, and I gave her the final gift to max out the stuff. And it was like, all of them are Japan-themed, because she's Japanese. So it was like, I would give her, like, rice balls and chopsticks and stuff, and then I gave her, like, wood sandals, and just her line for it was just like, you're so racist. And I thought that was pretty funny, because, you know, it was in, like, a playful way.
Yeah.
A lot of the dialogue is really, like, it's fun to read. I don't know. Mm-hmm. The gameplay is,
Do you play with voice acting on?
Yes.
Good. You're playing it right.
I'm not a fan of the porn, but...
Come on, Bames.
Gameplay was
acceptable.
We all know you're a real pussy hound.
I did it to check it out. I'm no longer playing. I didn't play any further.
Bames only plays Idolmaster. Not Idolmaster. Love Live games on
Idolmaster Part 7 School Ball Run.
The only porn Bames watches is like those internal videos where they put like a tiny camera inside the vagina.
No, where they fill a woman's swimsuit with goldfish and squish them.
Okay, well, there are two types of porn that Bames watches.
Yeah.
What the fuck, Bames?
Why do you want to judge Flynn?
Is that actually a thing, though?
Are the pornos?
That's the thing I've heard about on a podcast.
Are the pornos with the Japanese women and the eels, are those like the same category as the goldfish?
Yeah, I don't know. Racist.
Come on, are you thinking of that time the guy got an eel that swam up his ass and killed him?
No, they're pornos with Japanese women and eels.
I don't know those. Is it electric
and eels?
Because that's how you get powers.
And eels. Not in eels. How big are these eels, Britain?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I know Japanese people
eel,
are
like
small.
Like from Mario 64.
Yeah, I'm not a cop. I don't know.
I can't believe you guys clicked that link earlier. You're going to get me arrested.
Good.
Again.
I just got a new follower on Twitter. This is news.
I got a new follower on Twitter a couple days ago. It was Indiecade. Indiecade followed me.
Wait, what?
I don't know why.
I got a thing that tweets news about the Capricorn sign.
Oh.
Hey.
I'm not a Capricorn.
I'm a Capricorn. I should follow that one.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
The fucking stars will guide you.
Yeah.
I think
it's real science, guys.
I think Indiecade followed me.
We need astrology. That's how they find out like where the planets are and stuff.
Yeah. I think Indiecade followed me because they, you know, they secretly support hashtag Gamerskate.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously. Gamerskate. Tony Hawk 2, hashtag Gamerskate.
Yeah, that's what I've been saying.
Tony Hawk Project Underground.
Come on, man.
It doesn't make a very good hashtag.
Yeah.
I just checked Bames' Twitter for the first time I've ever actually
looked at it. It's great. It's really good.
Garbage.
Why do you have Chie as your thing? As your, like,
why do you? Because I like Chie. Do you want to fight me?
I'll your wife?
You're us, mate.
I have a great Twitter, everybody.
No, you don't.
Tumblr, actually, too. I have the best Tumblr on earth.
Follow Bames, then immediately unfollow him.
Yeah, it'll give me a rush.
Yeah.
I like the feeling of the knife against my body.
What?
Huh?
You don't know that meme?
No. What the fuck? What'd you say?
Nothing's been happening since the last show. It is weird. I figured I'd have stuff to talk about. Don't.
Well, I did all those things, but you guys didn't find any of them interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool that you shaved your head and became a skinhead.
I didn't cut them all the way off. I just cut
you
them.
Did. No, you shaved.
You me? What the fuck are you, sort of skinhead? I don't speak German.
Wearing a bandana. On your face, like a bandito.
It's going to be a maze.
I did think about buying a bandana, but I didn't do it.
You should have bought a bandana.
Oh, you should buy one of those.
I would have paid you to wear a bandana.
Kyle, Bames. The world stops with Edge Hat stops.
Yeah, I saw that. Em, are you getting pretty crunk? You did say there were beers.
Hey, Bames, remember when I showed you that great Twitter of the gay porn star? What is that called that he was wearing? Billy Harrington.
Billy Harrington.
He's a Figma.
Yeah.
What's that thing called? Figma. That he wears with the metal ring in the center.
Naruto.
Let me look at the picture for it. Because I need to know what specifically you're talking about. I don't know. I'll link the picture so that people know. But I actually don't know what it is. Oh, it's HTTPS. Put it out yourself, nerds. I didn't want to. Yeah, I don't know what that's called. It's a Conan the Barbarian link.
It's funny because HTTPS links open for me.
Yeah, they do for me too.
Mm.
It's good.
Well, you guys are really doing it wrong.
I'm just trying to calm down and go to bed, Em says.
Yeah.
How can you calm down with that picture in the chat?
Em, I don't really appreciate you not getting crunk. I think that you should get crunk more.
Em, get some vodka
often, and because you tell really good jokes when you're crunk.
Em should just call in.
Yeah, she probably should.
Because Em hasn't been on the show in ages. We need more Em.
Yeah.
You know who hasn't been on the show in ages?
Who? Orion?
Miss Nick. Miss
Nick's crazy, though. That's what happened to her.
Yeah, didn't she, like, get pregnant and kill herself?
She's crazy, and she watches One Piece.
She did get pregnant and kill herself. She got
on Twitter.
She got pregnant and killed the baby.
Oh.
Makes sense.
But, like, actually, a
subtle distinction. Yeah. No, she's still alive. She still has a Twitter account.
She did actually make, like, a little chicken nugget of a baby in her belly, and then she went to the doctor and had them scrape it out.
Ew, gross. Get this out of me.
That actually happened, and she got a job at Subway.
Damn.
I think she...
places I need to get a job?
I think she probably doesn't work at Subway anymore, though.
Yeah, they found out she was
crazy,
putting all her aborted fetuses onto the sandwiches. Everyone was like, no, that's gross.
Okay, that's just like, okay, what is that, dead baby humor?
My favorite
original memes. Nick,
the fuck's wrong with you?
That's why she got fired. They didn't think it was funny.
It's like, these memes, unoriginal. Get out.
Not fresh at all.
It's Subway, eat fresh. Come on, man.
M says she's 30 now and her kidneys can't take it.
Liver that can't take it.
M.
Yeah.
I mean, M, probably have
vodka
kidneys
and come on the show.
M. Well, this has been a real boy fest.
It has. It's been just us the whole time.
Is this?
How about?
I mean,
you stop recording.
Even call.
And then never upload another episode of Itch Ahead again.
Yeah.
Don't give him ideas, Britton.
No, this isn't an idea. It's a guide on what to do.
You've been thinking this yourself for ages.
Since you started, since episode one. Since you told the world you fucked a peach. Maybe this is too much.
Hey, that was episode 2.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about anymore, because you all talk at the same time.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben, wasn't episode 7 the one where Aldi was real drunk?
I think that was the first one with Aldi, so yeah, probably.
The Bane Cytopedia?
My sister and me listened to that one without headphones.
Oh, shit.
Living on the razor's edge.
And her mom walks past and she's just like, what the fuck? Who is that?
What did your sister's husband think about that?
What?
What did your sister's husband think about that?
She's not married.
Oh,
wait, no.
But I thought he gave you a bike.
No. That was another sister.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in a cult, you're all family.
I have three sisters.
Which one's the hot one?
Married.
Which one's the hot one?
I don't entirely understand your question.
Which one is the one that I would most, like, want to touch all of her body?
Yeah, Felinas, which one would you fuck?
I don't fucking know.
Yeah, come on, be honest with me, Felinas.
I don't know, Kyle. What is wrong with you?
Okay, yeah, you're acting like I'm asking you to bang your sister. I'm saying, like, pretend to be me. Like, you know what I'm into. Which one?
I mean, the one that's closest to your age range.
Okay, but that's not accurate, because I only bang girls who are like 19 and under.
Well, none of them are that, so go fuck yourself.
Whoa.
Well, I was just... okay, but like the closest one to that, though.
That would be
the one
you talked to.
And the one with the hottest bod.
I don't know.
Like, if the older one has the hotter bod, then...
I mean, the one you talked to is the youngest.
Please, rate all of your sisters on a scale of 1 to 10.
I'm not going to do that, Britton.
All right. Yeah. I mean, that would take too long because you got to weigh a lot of facts. Just hot or not. Just like yes or no.
Yeah. Scale of 1.
Would you swipe
10.
Left or right?
Oh, Fleenus. Fuck, marry, kill your three sisters.
No.
Hey, no, Kyle. He said it. We have to play now.
Kyle, fuck, marry,
kill. The game has started.
Mom, your sister, your dad.
My mom, my sister, and my dad. Okay, I would fuck my dad.
Fuck your dad.
I would marry my mom, and I would kill my sister. That's easy.
It is funny.
You said that like it was a challenge.
Yeah.
Obviously,
I would
fuck my dad because he's the hottest. I would marry my mom because every boy wants to marry his mom because she's such a sweetie. And I would kill my sister. Because, I mean...
Fuck your sister.
Because she's... No, not fuck my sister. Kill my sister.
Were you even listening?
I don't pay attention. I'm too busy doing...
Do you need me to make a graph of this?
Please do. Please make
just a
graph.
Big circle that says, fuck my mom.
You know, normally I'm slightly annoyed by, like, when random imager links get posted in the chat, but 15 incredible rat tricks is pretty good.
Yeah. What? I thought you'd like that.
So bad.
What the fuck? That's for those of you who are listening at home and not watching my computer screen, it's a screen cap of a YouTube video with a rat jumping at a dude's crotch, and the title of the video is 15 Incredible Rat Tricks. He's going for it. And the dude looks like he's like, this was the plan all along.
Yeah, he's bracing. Oh, man, that's what I call an incredible rat trick.
Clearly. Very incredibly.
So, Felinas, you didn't even answer the question.
I'm not going to answer that question.
God, you're such a prude.
You're a bad co-host.
Yeah, I'm a shit co-host. That's why I don't have my own show.
I was like, hey, Felinas, will you be my news girl? And you were like, yeah, sure. I have no idea what's going on in the world, but yeah. And then I was like, Felinas, what's in the news?
All I know about is Harrison Ford.
I was like, Felinas, what's in the news? And you were like, it's Australian Mardi Gras. And I hate black people.
Yeah. What is this trash music? Nigger talk.
Kyle.
Oh,
I saw a great video the other day.
I bet you didn't.
It was apparently some dude managed to get remote access to a CCTV camera in a classroom. One of the ones that could play audio.
Shit.
And he
had a stream going, and he's like,
He's like playing fucking really loud music and the Sanic music through it, and it's the funniest shit.
Wow, man.
Because there's no sound on their end, but you can see them all looking at it and being like, what the fuck? Because they're all freaking out.
That is
like,
sick.
All the people in the class.
That is sick, bro.
You know, I saw this really good video. It was this guy. He was playing Minecraft, and you know, he was digging his mine. He found some diamonds with it. There was a creeper behind him, and it went like boom.
Oh shit!
And I was like, ha, ha 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 ha. Like, subscribe.
That is sick, man.
That's epic.
Hella.
I don't throw this word around often, but that was epic.
Epic for the win.
Epic, great nice video, friends.
My friend.
Man, I would like, comment, and subscribe to all of that.
How do you feel about a senior prank where you release three greased pigs and they each say like, comment, and subscribe?
Like, one says like, one says comment, and one says subscribe. Yeah.
That's my senior prank.
You should find that.
Yeah.
That'll be his senior prank in Datame.
Yeah, they say those things in Japanese.
No, in English.
Well, both for you
all
know.
Caps with an exclamation mark, like.
Yeah, so talk about my mom's, yo.
Em, are you crunk yet? Like, I basically told you to, and you're a girl, so you have to do what I say.
Yeah.
Because patriarchy.
No, just because, like, I'm right all the time.
Do you think Archie's dad was called Patriarchy?
Pastry Archie.
Mm-hmm. Big fat Archie.
Because he was a baker.
Yeah. You know, I watched this documentary. It was like a Ken Burns thing on, like, the Great Depression. And so, you know, Jughead, how he wears that crown?
Yeah.
I thought that was just something they made up for the comic. But yep. I saw the video, and this is a video from pre-Archie comics.
Yeah, it's like an old-timey
thing. It's in like 1932.
Thing.
Yeah, this kid just wearing a crown.
It's like the kind of shit like a kid would wear while pushing a hoop down the road with a stick.
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
I don't get it. Like, why did they 50s. Do that?
That's like some Little Rascal 50s. Shit.
It wasn't the 50s. Flames. It was the
1930s. 30s. So, oh, yeah, it was Jeez.
This is before World War II, yeah. And it affected Australia too, so you're racist.
It did, actually. World War II was pretty kind of rough in Australia.
Ryan just messaged me.
I mean, it was nowhere near as bad as what happened to Japan.
Ryan just messaged me on Skype to let me know that the chat keeps fucking up on him, so he's just going to sit and listen.
Is the chat just forever loading? Because that means you got banned, Ryan.
Ryan, I told you to watch the feistiness.
Yeah, it was being too much of a dick.
I said if you were going to be that feisty, you should be feisty on the Skype, and you wouldn't listen to me. I as a friend, I tried to warn
you. Fight me, coward.
But Fleenus is calling you a coward now.
Fleenus is here to say cowards from Broward get sprayed and dayed.
He's going to call you the pussiest.
No. That's Hank Thompson.
Hank Thompson.
He hates video games and he sells propane and propane accessories.
Okay, you're just combining two people.
Two of my favorite guys.
Oh, jeez, oh, thanks. Ryan is jumping into the fray, Fleenus.
Okay.
Hi, Ryan.
Hey!
What's up,
How dude? You doing, Animan?
What?
Oh,
it's time for an anime rap battle.
Fleenus is coming out swinging with Animan.
Bames, are you going to provide the trap influence beats?
Oh, for God's sake.
For this rap battle?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah. 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 Yeah.
No, that's not going to work.
No, thanks.
Okay, Ryan. This is a new segment called Ryan Takes Him Down a Peg. Take him down, Ryan.
Yeah, Ryan knocks him down a peg.
See if you can come up with an insult that actually insults me.
You can't touch me.
I don't have to. Living in Australia does that for me.
Oh! It kind of does, actually.
This is the dozens. Right. I'm just gonna come back to that.
Now, Fleenus, what about Ryan's mama? She's so like
she's
okay. Now you take it.
Fucking piece of shit that the niggas.
Okay. Well.
Oh. Foul.
Oh. Oh.
Yellow card.
Yellow card.
This dozens is continuing. Ryan.
Who's typing?
When Fleenus's mom sits around the house, she really sits around the house.
Oh, it's funny because overused joke.
It's funny because your mama is fat.
Also, Fleenus, oh. I counted this your turn. Ryan gets another turn.
Okay. Go, Ryan.
I'm out of jokes.
So am I.
Thank you, Reese.
How's Crocodile Dundee treating you?
Oh, eh? Shit.
It's great, man.
You gonna take that from him, Fleenus?
Look, we're both incredibly bad at this, clearly.
I don't know. Ryan's clearly beating you. He has a lot more points.
Fucking roasted.
Yeah, roasted.
Hey, Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
You're a fadget dick butt.
Okay.
Minus 1 point for memes.
Name calling? Way to fucking straw man, Fleenus.
All right, well, I mean.
That's not even a real argument.
All right, so that was like, I mean, it wasn't so much like a sick burn as it was just mean spirited.
Yeah, like, come on.
Yeah, also minus 1 point for memes.
Yeah.
Meme spirited.
Yeah. That's what I said.
That's what I am.
Casting.
The only reason I keep living.
Oh, shit, Banks.
So is that the whole thing? That's like all this rage is coming out in the chat, and now.
Yeah, what the hell, Ryan?
Now you're
in
just
chat,
cat.
You're calling me a piece.
Well, now,
like, oh,
now.
Fuck this British guy. And then you're just like,
no.
Ryan, you see the thing for Akiba's trip too?
Okay. Now you're changing the subject to things I don't care about.
No, wait, what?
I care a lot about Fleenus getting thrown on the Barbie. That was a burn from me.
Oh, that's a
savage.
Good one.
But I don't care at all about Akiba's trip to
Retro kill.
Ultra combo.
Did you say retro kill?
Yeah. It's when it's like a pixel coming out. Pew. This is a retro gaming thing you wouldn't understand if you've leveled up.
Yeah. I've forgotten the only video game I know anymore is Madden.
What about Madden?
Yeah, what about COD? Battlefield.
Nah, man.
What, wait, nah. Did you forget about COD the Fish?
The what?
Shooting fish in a barrel.
Fish. Oh, obviously you did, because you don't remember. I don't even know.
Talk about female.
You just got roasted, Kyle.
I forgot about most fish. I forgot about
your
most fish.
Your oceanography was forgotten.
I basically just remember like beef and rugby and like cappuccinos, man, are so good. You guys don't even know. Like, you were like making fun of me for drinking cappuccino. You were like, oh, fags drink that. And I'm like, yeah.
I continue to be doing that.
Yeah, you know what? Fags do drink that. You know what else they do? They fucking get laid.
Fuck men.
Yeah, get laid all the time.
Yeah, like I've been slinging dick.
What? Left and right?
You're still in the jungle slinging that D? Ghost face.
Yeah.
Duh, dude.
I put it right in a sling.
Oh yeah, girlfriend.
Because I have to, because it's heavy now from leveling up, and I gotta, because it's swollen from, because I've used it too much.
Oh man, that's infected.
It's
that's
just
set up.
It's just a little swole.
No, that's an infection. Nope. You gotta get that cut off.
Have you talked to your doctor?
It's. I mean, it's still like mostly the same color, so I think it's probably fine.
I think another life form is merging with your penis.
What do you mean, mostly?
Well, like, there are, like, patches.
Colorations?
There are a few patches that have gotten kind of, like, knobby and sort of purpley, but...
You know, that's to be expected, but all right, that's good to know.
Well, cool. At least you're experiencing all the normal signs.
Yeah, like I think this is just like puberty.
This is second puberty. Oh my god.
Second puberty?
Kyle doesn't know about second puberty.
I bet he's probably not even going to be a fucking wizard.
Well, that's a good thing, I think.
Wow, I bet you would think that.
Aww.
Oh, burn, Flinus, are you going to take that?
That's another point for Ryan.
What?
Roasted.
Get roasted, mate.
Fucking, I'll kick your ass, mate. At least I don't live in a shit country.
What are you talking about?
You live in a country.
At least I don't live in a shit country yeah, with Flinus, a monkey as president.
Flinus, okay.
Flinus.
All right, yeah, you're going to
okay.
Just you're going to Gitmo.
Just because
he's
half
to double jail.
Just because he's half white doesn't mean you can call him a monkey. It's fucking racist.
Yeah, obviously.
I mean, we evolved from apes, not monkeys. Like,
yeah.
Hey, if we evolved from monkeys, how come there are still monkeys?
Yeah, well, see, that's my
Roasted.
Point. There are
Roasted.
Still monkeys. There aren't any apes left because we, you know.
Because I killed them.
How come we're living
I saw Planet of the Apes.
We saw Planet of the Apes, and then...
You know, I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee.
Always with these Simpsons.
Oh, shit, Flinus, are you going to take that?
I hate every ape I see, from chimpanzee to chimpanzee.
You'll
That's
never
one
make
of, like,
a monkey out of me.
Okay, yeah.
You'll never make
I was,
a monkey.
I was actually, I was just going to let that slide and pretend like it was a sick burn on Flinus, but like all these Simpsons references are really starting to like really kind of...
Is that the original
meme? There's Futurama references.
And they're worse.
It's made by
the
Simpsons.
Yeah, they are actually.
Yeah. Hey guys, hey guys, hey guys, hey guys.
Everybody, pray for Mojo.
Well, no, Super Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Find the Transformer, go to hell.
Okay. Am I right?
Thrill Ho.
You watched television.
Hey, Flinus, have you ever like? Have you ever been like? This tastes like burning.
Children, I repeat, the Falklands have been invaded.
Oh.
Sick meme.
Oh.
Actually, I have eaten a rather burnt burger before.
Did you ever try to make a bowl of cereal only to have it light on fire?
No, because I'm not a Sims.
He does put stuff in the microwave all the time, though, like sandwiches.
Yeah, Flinus was microwaving an apple earlier.
What a faggot.
Try to see if it would blow
no.
up. It will.
No, I cook the apples on the stove.
Yeah, I thought you were going to say on a spit.
I'm not a savage.
Savage.
God damn it. Yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, apparently M's going to Good Bed Dies.
What? M? Is she gone already? She is.
I think so.
What a B word.
Yeah.
Get out of my
I'm
face.
Just gonna
B word.
Leave. Who just leaves the chat? You can never leave once you
fucking
become.
See, this is why. This is why
I can name a few people who have left the chat.
This is why we need hashtag Gamersgate. This is why we need hashtag Gamersgate.
Yeah,
because this is the kind of shit that girls do. If you
get these girl gamers out of gaming,
if you let girls play video games, you know what they'll do? They'll just fucking go to bed. And then who are you going to be playing with?
They think they're allowed.
You'll be in the middle.
They're allowed to leave.
You'll be in the middle.
I'm loving this.
You'll be in the middle of some sick PvP, and the girl will just go to bed. Like, and you won't be able to level up at all.
Yeah. Oh, I dropped my combo. Thanks a lot, wife.
Wife, the player.
Well,
you know how I was talking about the cocaine energy drink?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also an energy drink just called cannabis.
What? I want that.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
That's so random. but it has actual hemp seed. I wonder if that's like, I wonder if that would be any good. It seems like it'd be weird.
It can't be that bad.
Well, boys, this has been great. This episode got really sabotaged by all all the boys. It was a real hashtag.
Oh, it was going to be really good before we all showed up.
It was
up.
A real hashtag boys club.
Yeah, why is it that when I call in, the show just goes to shit?
Stop.
I don't know why is that, Flinus?
Yeah, stop and think
because
about that.
Because you're Australian. How many times do I have to keep saying it?
Oh!
I mean, it makes sense.
Sick diss! Got him!
You, at this point, I think we just got to call the match because there's no way for Flinus to catch up now. Points wise.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that was a thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You gave it a good show, old
Flinus cap. With a winning score of 0 points, and Ryan
I didn't
with
have
a
minus
score
one.
Of many points.
Flinus, you got frame broiled just like one of those Hungry Jacks.
Didn't I have minus one?
I don't know.
Because you took a point away for something.
You'll have minus one teeth when I'm done with you, Flinus.
Damn,
which, I'll put you in the state of
fucking coma.
I probably, actually, I think I weigh more than you, Bames, most likely.
What, are you, like 600 pounds?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I weigh more than you, 25-year-old man owned.
Oh, please.
It's funny because I weigh like 105 kilos.
What the fuck? You're obese! You're an obese person!
I'm looking that up. How much is that in stones? Jesus, you do weigh more than me. Jesus.
Yeah.
How much is that
doctor.
In real measure?
Except I'm not actually... I'm not even, like, that fat outwardly. I'm just kind of big.
Flinus, you are dense. You are
just
thick as fat.
It's going to crush your heart.
Pretty much.
Well, it's been great. Thank you all for coming out.
Guys, going to do an anime show at some point. I would watch...
Ryan wins the battle because Flinus will be dead of a heart attack within the month.
Pretty much.
How much is that in real weight?
It's 231 pounds.
Christ!
Wait, really?
Yes.
You're obese.
Is that
you're
mostly...
How tall are you?
Do you mostly like carry said, that... Do you mostly carry that in, like, the rump area?
Yeah, it's all in my thighs.
Got buns hung?
It's kind of evenly distributed, really.
Throughout your buns.
Yeah, I've seen that fat little face. How tall are you, Flinus?
Like I said, I don't know my thing.
You're a manlet.
You are like a...
Your tape is too short.
You are a real marshmallow peep.
All right, you're a real Michelin man of a boy.
Yeah, how long are your legs? You can measure that much, at least.
I could, but I'm playing Mario Kart.
Jesus Christ.
Of course, that's why you're obese.
I got a Wii, expecting to not play Mario Kart.
I
expect you not to lose 230 pounds.
Yeah, you got a Wii. Play some Wii Sports. That's good for you.
Actually, I probably should. I gotta get that game.
Yeah, fat fuck.
Okay, good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening. Good night. Oh.
See you later.
Super Nintendo Chalmers.
Yeah. Get it, guys? Because the 90s.
Remember that episode where Michael Jackson was in it, but he was like a bald white guy who was in prison? Okay, good night.
But it wasn't Michael Jackson, but it was Michael Jackson. Oh.
Okay, you ruined it.
Yeah, good fucking job.